Good evening, wonderful people, great beer friends, wherever you are on this planet. Once again, we welcome you. Once again, we invite you. Once again, we urge you to invite everybody around you. That time has come once again in the evening after 7 p.m. when we bring you Radio Biafra live transmission. Regardless of wherever you are in the world, regardless of wherever we are, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. every blessed day without fail, we bring you Radio Biafra live transmission. Today we are in our studios here in London with the time now at 7:03 p.m. in the evening. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some Biafrans in the eastern part of the world. This morning we brought you Radio Biafra live transmission. This evening we are broadcasting again. We do not break the bonds and the words we have with you. We maintain it. We will not fail you. Some of you will fail us, but a greater majority of you will stay with us until we go and get Biafra. Some are fickle-minded. Some do not have the spirit of discernment in them. Some cannot understand the truth, even if it is staring them in the face. That is why we are here doing the most critical job. The phase two we are in right now is the most critical. The truth must be spoken. You must understand, because that is how the new Biafra will be. You must learn to trust people until they let you down. Don't allow the cynicism. Don't allow the innuendo of those of them born with Hausa Fulani blood in them to contaminate your personality, to contaminate your reasoning. Do not compromise, because here we do not compromise. If you're listening to Radio Biafra via www.radiobiafra.co, if you are listening via satellite, you cannot put in your pocket, you listen via your television. If you are listening via any of our listening posts, be it BiafraRestoration.com, BiafraVoice.com, peopleofbiafra.org, indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, that is what we are. Despite all the impersonation, people are abandoning their names that are contaminated. Those that have used their names to become traitors to their country, they have been exposed. They are now abandoning their names to answer our name, Indigenous People of Biafra. Therefore, you must be very careful. Very, very careful. Those of them that serve APC, Boko Haram, Rocha, Sokorocha, they will do anything possible to discredit what we are doing. You must be vigilant. If you claim you are wise and you're reasonable, now is the time to employ it. Now is the time to deploy it. Because people are out to destroy this very work that we are doing. The same way that Lucifer came out anytime Chukwu Abiama wants to bring salvation upon this very earth. Within Biafra itself, as we anticipated, as we know they're going to do, there are vultures and there are vermin. They will come to use Biafra to answer your names, to destroy what you are doing. It is left for you to be vigilant. They have been exposed as working with Rocha Sokorocha, APC, Boko Haram. They are now afraid to answer their own name, Bilie Human Rights Initiative. They can't answer it anymore. They are ashamed of it. They are looking for a name to answer. They are now advertising themselves all over the place, like the harlots that they are, that they are now Indigenous People of Biafra. That is fallacy. They do not belong to this very global family. They are not a part of us. You must be very, very careful. I don't want people ringing me up. I don't want people contacting our principal officers complaining that they were conned or that we are duped. Now is the time we are sounding the warning. If anybody calls you to a meeting answering Indigenous People of Biafra, be very, very careful. If they are not sanctioned by the editorial board of Radio Biafra, you do not attend. If you attend, you are part of the Hausa Fulani conspiracy to destroy Biafra from within. We are making it very, very clear to everybody. Everybody must understand this. These criminals and vagabonds, they are trying to destroy our name. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. They registered at the UN as a human rights group. We registered at the UN as the indigenous people of Biafra. That is who we are. Any impersonation of our activities will be severely dealt with or responded to, as the case may be. We are not going to fold our arms after working for over 2 years to rescue Biafra from the dustbin or Wazirike confined it to. After raising our flag and washing it clean once again, that the whole world now knows how serious we are, to allow a bunch of very poor, wretched, desperate men in London to destroy it. We won't allow that to happen. We will not allow it to happen. If they continue, we shall mention their names. If they continue, we will mention their names. There is no meeting of the indigenous people of Biafra happening anywhere in London tomorrow. There is none. Do not attend unless that meeting is announced on Radio Biafra. Unless somebody tells you we are part of this very global family that raised the banner of Biafra on the 30th of May. Hausa Fulani people are very, very clever. Don't think they are not. That is how they chose all your governors for you. All your senators they chose for you. The same way, they now want to determine Biafra for you as well. They went into World Igbo Congress. The same thing these idiots are doing. Hausa Fulani people planted people inside World Igbo Congress that was doing well before. And World Igbo Congress cut into pieces as a result of it. We will not allow them to come in here. If we allow them to succeed, we are not therefore worthy to get Biafra. We are not worthy to set our people free. If we allow these criminals to prevail, Biafra will not come. This battle is more important than the battle with Hausa Fulani people. This is critical. These are the same type of people, their fathers and their families, that betrayed this very struggle between 67 and 70. They have come again. Only this time they are more clever. They are using the name and the word Biafra. So you don't know who is you anymore. As we warned you with Owazirike, we are warning you again. If you sleepwalk into this monumental fraud with Okorocha and APC, you are finished. Don't say we didn't warn you. Jonathan came to his senses. He now listens to Radio Biafra, and he's now trying to implement our policies. We told him so. Don't come to us only for us to tell you we told you so. Anybody asking you to come to a meeting not advertised on Radio Biafra London on Facebook, that is false. Not announced on Radio Biafra here, that is false. Not announced on any family page under Radio Biafra, that is false. There are criminals and rogues all over the place. They have learned very well from Yoruba people. They have learned how to commit fraud. We are not fraudsters. We don't copy anybody. We ask them not to copy what we are doing. Let them not confuse the world. We are the only people answering to Biafra at the United Nations. Not them. Not anybody else. We don't want them to confuse our people. They will scam you and they will steal your money. Then you will come back and start whinging and complaining to us. Oh, is this how Biafra is going to be? We are warning you now before it is too late for you. This is Radio Biafra. As we invite you, you invite other people as well. As soon as the very eminent barrister and attorney at law is able to join us, I shall bring the barrister to you. We come to you 2 times every day, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. The reason being that we need to saturate the airwaves with this very message, this very gospel that we preach here, because this is a service. We are welcoming you to the evening service. Most of us, this is where we worship, because Biafra is a religion. You know, some people are not educated. They don't quite know the dictionary meaning of the word religion. So when he says something is a religion, they start jumping up and down. We are here to educate you. We are here to enlighten you. We are here to make the impossible become possible. We are here to ensure that the promise made in the scriptures over 2,000 years ago is brought to fruition. We are here to remind you, as the children of the Most High God, that they tried for many years to suppress you, your inheritance and your heritage, but here we are today proclaiming it, that you are directly descended from Chukwu Abiama, from the Most High God. You must hold up your head very, very high. There are no other people like you. No other people. I have my facts. I have my evidence. I never say anything I do not know or that I'm not sure of. That is why when you listen to Radio Biafra, you get the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. If you come here, it is the truth. If you come here, you are indeed privileged. If you are listening to us, you are a child of Chukwu Abiama. If your intentions are clear, you will receive mercy in your life. If your intentions are clear towards the restoration of Biafra, you will have the abundance of grace from the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, whom we bow to and pray to, upon whom and in whom every prayer, every adoration, every praise, every glory, every honor that we offer goes to Chukwu Abiama and no other. Because as he commanded us, thou shalt have no other God before me. That is why we do not worship anything else made by man. We worship Chukwu Abiama, the creator of the heavens and the earth. That is who we worship. Because we are his children. We are a special race. A special breed of people. They don't want to hear it. They are jealous. They think by handing us over to Islam, to Muslims, to jihadists, to Hausa Fulani people, somehow Chukwu Abiama will abandon us. But lo and behold, there are those of us that still remember where we come from. There are those of us that still know that on the eighth day after a male child is born, that very child is circumcised, that a child is handed over to Chukwu Abiama at the age of 13. We understand our obligation, our adoration, and acceptance of the sanctity of life. We know that a human life is worth more than everything on earth. That is why we name them Madu, the beauty of life. That is why we do not take life. All we need to do is to defend ourselves. Because they are killing us. They are raping our mothers and killing us. The abominable creation brought about by the British is killing the children of God. We must do something about it or we become extinct. But as long as we are brave, as long as we are without fear before our enemies, as long as we remain truthful, as long as we preach this very gospel, not minding who is offended, as long as we remain pure and upright before the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, as long as we help those who can't help themselves, there is no way that Biafra will not come, because Chukwu Abiama made a promise, and because he doesn't change, the same way he was yesterday, today, so shall he remain forever. There is no way that his words will not come to pass. Impossible. That is our confidence. People ask us, where do you get confidence from? I say to them, I get confidence from the word spoken by the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Only bet if you return to me, all your inheritance will be restored unto you. And because he does not change, there is no way this inheritance will not come. Because as he knows, we are incorruptible. As Chukwu Abiama knows, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. He can see our heart. Man cannot see it. And as long as Chukwu Abiama can see who we are, can see how pure we are in heart, our prayer remains consistent that you will give us Biafra to vindicate your own very name. Not for us, but that you may be worshipped forever. That is why we do what we do. Because Chukwu Abiama is God. Uche Mefo is with me. I am grateful that my deputy, the deputy director of Radio Biafra, Uche Mefo, is with us. I wait for the barrister. We have our lines. You can call us when it opens. We run an open interactive platform. Any question you like, you can ask. We will answer you. Anything you ask, we answer you. Anything at all. There is no ifs or buts. If you ask us a yes or no answer, we shall provide you either yes or no. Here we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. You will turn off your system when you call us or lower it. You will reach us on +44 7831308376. I repeat, +44 because we are in London. 7831308376 +44 7831308376. We are on Tango and also on Viber. The number with which you can get hold of us on Tango and on Viber is +234 8100 904 599. Radio Biafra is on Skype. Radio Biafra is also on WhatsApp. Radio Biafra can be messaged anywhere. If you like, you can text us. We shall read if it's interesting. And also, the barrister has joined us. But I shall go to Uchemefo for first. Uchemefo, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Biafrans are all over the world, in more than 88 countries, dedicated to the restoration of their land. Upon the seven continents of the world, you will find Biafrans living in each and every country, if I'm not mistaken. The only place we have not been found is the Antarctica, where the emperor penguins are. But who knows, one day we shall touch there as well. These people are called Biafrans in their respective places. If you are in Angola, you are Biafrans in Angola. But collectively, all over the world, we are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. And that name must be guarded jealously. It should be guarded. We are not stopping anybody from claiming their heritage, which is Biafra. But you will not follow APC Boko Haram in that very name. We shall stop you. We shall resist you. Our name is clean, untainted. There is no scandal associated with our name. We don't want these wretched vagabonds to destroy it for us. Uchemefo, people are listening all over the world. And you will please acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, Director. To all indigenous people of Biafra, to all men and women of goodwill around the world, to all lovers of freedom and justice. This is, as usual, your hour, and we are reaching you from London. It is very important. I'm not going to say much, but the only message here is to remind every indigenous citizen of Biafra that we are in the second phase of this struggle, and as we predicted, a lot of things are happening. Impersonators are everywhere. They are having nightmares about the achievements of Radio Biafra and the indigenous people of Biafra. They are not leaving any stone unturned. They have also gone to be using the name IPOB anywhere they are, so that people will think that we are together. We want to make it categorically clear that we are not the same. The indigenous people of Biafra are located everywhere, almost in every country of the world. So far, with some level of confidence, we can say that we are represented in over 88 countries. And so, in most of these countries, indigenous people of Biafra are legally registered. But you can see now that a lot of people are copying us. They despise us, they don't like us, they don't want to do the things we are doing. But now that the world is listening, now that what you have done on the 30th of May 2014 is reverberating and the world is taking notice. They have woken from their slumber. They are now desperate. They want to also answer indigenous people of Biafra. But we are going to make it clear here, and now and always, and we are going to take action regarding this. We can't fold our hands. we make it clear that indigenous people of Biafra are not being represented by anybody, any human rights organization in Nigerian court or elsewhere. Indigenous people of Biafra are not represented by any two-man, four-man council of elders that we don't know. We are not being represented by any such people. The council of elders that cannot speak, they are idols who are being served papers from a room or office in London or elsewhere. These are the people that say that they are representing indigenous people of Biafra. There is no human rights organization that was given any mandate to represent indigenous people of Biafra. There are no group of elders, in quote, of that same human rights organization authorized by the indigenous people of Biafra to represent them anywhere. And so indigenous people of Biafra are legally registered in so many countries of the world, and we will resist this. This is a very clear one, and you must brace up for the challenges ahead, because they have used Nigerian establishment. They want to taint the image of Biafra. They want to pretend as if they are actually for Biafra restoration. They are not, because if they are, they wouldn't have gone to Nigerian courts. They wouldn't have gone to beg Nigerian government. They wouldn't have gone to pay allegiance to the constitution of the contraption called Nigeria, which incidentally is their oppressor. It has never been done in anywhere in history that the oppressed will go cap in hand begging the oppressor to give him or her independence. It has never happened. This is the height of cowardice. This is the height of treachery. And we all must resist it. And the world is taking notice. It is no more business as usual. They have also come to the United Kingdom to claim that they have an office of indigenous people of Biafra. And we are United Kingdom. IPOB cannot be replicated and tainted. This is the battleground. And we must do something very urgently to resist these loafers, these impostors who are trying to paint the image of Biafra and the Biafra Restoration Project. Thank you very much. I stand by.
Thank you very, very much. And as I said, the barrister is also with me. Thank you, Chairman Four. Thank you very, very much. The very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is also with us. I brought the heavy hitters with me today. The barrister, you will, after Uche have done, acknowledge, accept graciously the presence and the listenership of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, barrister.
Once as always, when Caesar say do this, it is always performed. As you have said, good evening, fellow Biafrans. Good evening to you, Uche Mefo. Wokukua, I haven't spoken to you for a while. Good evening to all of you, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are here again this evening to acknowledge, to accept, as the director put it, to recognize, to welcome you, to respect you, to tell you that we love you wherever you are, everywhere. We always sing a song for the restoration of Biafra. We admire all you are doing for the restoration of Biafra and for the resurrection of Biafra. We admire all you do for us, because not no single body, not no single individual is going to restore Biafra. Collectively, all of us, and when I say all of us, those genuinely, meaningfully, spiritually, those who cannot be discouraged or dissuaded, those who believe in the restoration of Biafra, will restore Biafra with us. All of you, we welcome you to this evening program. As always, we are here AM, PM. If you don't succeed in AM, surely you'll succeed in PM. If you miss PM, you wait for us on AM. We are here regularly to attend to you, to be with you, always encourage you, always support you for everything you are doing for the restoration of Biafra. We are pleased that we have overwhelming population of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide singing the same song from the same hymn sheet with us. We are gladdened. Our hearts are with you and always. Even after Biafra is restored, we will work together. We will work collectively. Spiritually, we will build back our cohesion the way it used to be before. The way we love one another, the way we respect our elders. The way we look after our women, our children, our uncles, our brothers and sisters. The way we used to help the widows and widowers. Life will go back to 01 in Biafra land. We will start afresh. Everything will be made anew. It will be made in the way that Chukwu Abiyama has placed it before this bloody amalgamation that came to destroy the fabric of our existence. We will go back to number one. That is what we call upon you. The well-meaning Biafrans. Those who believe in mankind. Not those who believe that Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram and APC should be their godfathers. We are not here to receive bribe. We are not here to look onto anybody's face. We are here to look for Biafrans. Biafrans, we are looking at your faces. We believe in you. We don't have no governor or any senator supporting Radio Biafra. All of you are supporting what we are doing here. And that is the respect we have worldwide. We don't depend on anybody. Depend on anybody when they're not happy, they will stop what you're doing. And that's why we put the stoppage. Nobody from the zoo, be you senator, be you governor, be you president, we don't need your help. You cannot help me when you're killing my people. You cannot help me when you're marginalizing, opposing, and raping my women. You cannot help me when you have a lot of things to sort out in the zoo. I don't need your help. I don't need your support. All I need is the support and the help of fellow Biafrans, because they are never tired in calling Radio Biafra. Our population is enlarging, is exceedingly growing on a daily basis. New people are joining us as we evangelize, as we talk to people that Biafra has to be restored. Director, I will stand by and wait for the news. God bless you all of you.
Thank you very much. And as I said, I brought all the heavy hitters with me. I also have the continent of the North America representative in the person of Engineer Doctor. Please, you have to forgive us. At least he's practicing what he read. Dr. Clifford Iranya is with us. Maybe he has something to say, which I believe he has, and he will go on to say it. Please, Iranya, can you hear me?
That you can hear me.
Thank you very much. I can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, Director, thank you very much. I think it is very, very important I make this speech so that everybody will know what is happening. Fellow Biafrans and all friends of Biafra all over the world, my name is Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Arondi-Onyemobi in Oguta in Biafra land, and I reside here in Houston, Texas. And just like the Director always say, by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama and no other, I am the continental representative of the indigenous people of Biafra. I want to inform every person listening to this broadcast at this point in time, at this time, that we have indigenous people of Biafra registered in the countries in the continent of North America. And I happen to be one of the members of the board of directors. The indigenous people of Biafra in the continent of North America has never at any point abdicated or asked for representation by any other body, be it human rights or be it any council of anything at all, whether it's elders or infants or women or lepers. We are indigenous people of Biafra. Therefore, I am using my position, my authority, hereby I am instructing the National Coordinator of the United States of America for the indigenous people of Biafra to publish on Radio Biafra London Facebook our certificate of incorporation and also a list of the board of directors of indigenous people of Biafra in the United States of America. I am also instructing Vincent Mecke, the coordinator of indigenous people of Biafra in Mexico, to publish, even though it is in Spanish, the certificate of registration is in Spanish, is not in English, but he has to publish it so that, you know, everybody will see, because it bears the name of the people who are the officers of the indigenous people of Biafra in Mexico, just like we have the board of directors in United States of America. But let me make this clear, Director. When we went for the incorporation, for the registration of indigenous people of Biafra, we told them that what we are looking for, or what our objective is, to fight for the freedom of Biafra. And they told us, if you are going to do that, then you are not going to register as a non-governmental organization or call not-for-profit. You are going to register it as a limited liability concern, as a public limited company.
Of course, that is correct.
That is the only way you will have the latitude. That is the only way you have the freedom to go into anything, politics, propaganda, and freedom fighting. If you don't do it, if you go for NGO, then you are kind of restricted. And so we went for it. Why I'm making this clarification is because when one Oneyin publishes that certificate incorporation, you're going to see it as a limited liability company, not as a non-governmental organization, so that people will not start reading different means into it, just like they did for Radio Biafra Management Services being registered in London. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. We did not elect, I am speaking on behalf of the North American continent, and I know the same thing holds for other continents, but let me restrict my speech today to North American continent. In the North American continent, we did not elect anybody to represent us. We are representing ourselves. We did not at any point, because we have had several meetings, we have our minutes of meeting, we did not elect any human rights organization to represent us. There is no such thing. And if anybody is coming into the United States, for instance, to hold any meeting other than the one sanctioned by the indigenous people of Biafra, I will personally prosecute that person and make sure the person goes to jail. You can answer any name at all. It doesn't matter. I hope everybody should get me clear. You can answer Biafra anything at all you want to answer, but it will never be indigenous people of Biafra. That name is patented. That name is registered. That name is incorporated in the laws of the Commonwealth of the People of California, where our headquarters is.
And
I am therefore warning.
Yes, please, Irania. Is Irania, please, let me clarify one thing so people understand it. We know, as I said, we have studied Biafra for 18 years. If we allow these vermin and vagabonds to wreck the name indigenous people of Biafra, the same way they messed up the name Biafra under Wasirike, we have no hope anymore. Anywhere you go to, people can't take you seriously. We know what we suffered because our late leader, His Excellency, joined Nigerian politics. Anybody who has been fighting for Biafra genuinely and have been meeting governments will tell you what the governments of the world have been saying. How can you be claiming you want Biafra when your head of state is part of the political system in Nigeria? And when they say that, you just simply shut up. You can't say anything anymore. We don't want the name Indigenous People of Biafra to be bastardized. It is called a credibility problem. Most of you see what we are suffering now. If we say we want money for something, they will say, oh, how are we sure? How, look at those that did it before. The reason why you are saying look at those that did it before is because they messed things up. The same thing applies to those you say to us, start diplomatic offensive, do this, do that. Those people are also reading us as well and watching and observing. We don't want anybody to contaminate our name. That is the way the name, the zoo called Nigeria became contaminated. Yorubas, we are doing check fraud, doing Yahoo fraud, all these things. The country became associated with criminality. The world of Biafra that was wicked absolutely ruined. We have managed to resurrect on the 30th of May by what you did. We don't want this platform, Indigenous People of Biafra, to be taken over by Hausa Fulani people. Go and ask World Igbo Congress what became of them in Texas, Houston, Texas. World Igbo Congress is in Houston, Texas. Go and ask those of them in Atlanta, Georgia, what happened. Hausa people came in, used a few Igbo people and wrecked everything. They became useless. Now we have stopped them from using their own name. We have disgraced them enough. They don't want to answer Bilie Human Rights anymore. Because the evidence are there. Their own members are now confessing that they belong to APC, Boko Haram Party. And Roger Sokolocha, we don't want the same thing to happen to Indigenous people of Biafra. We are warning you. Not tomorrow you come and start talking about, let's just unite. You threw me out. I want to come back. No. Anybody dealing with these people is an enemy of the country. They don't understand freedom fighting and what it entails. They don't know the meaning of it. You have to be consistent. You don't change. Consistency matters. Not one day you are in APC, Boko Haram Party, with the name Biafra. The next day you want to join with us. You cannot. You will contaminate us. That is the problem. Those of them hankering and clamoring for useless unity must get this thing into their stupid skulls. Get it into your useless brains. You cannot serve Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram, APC party with Rocha Sokolocha, and you want to play Biafra. Indeed, you must be mad and out of your mind. You are crazy. It can never happen. It can't happen. Please conclude what you're saying so we can bring the news headlines and the news summary, please.
Dr. Yes, Yonye, go ahead. Let me round up with this one, two or three statements. Number one is, I strongly urge my colleague, my fellow continental reps, to please let the coordinator of coordinators know the countries that are registered, where IPOB is registered. It's very important. And then, please do not allow Bilie Human Rights Initiative or whatever they call themselves to be holding meetings under the same name.
It's impossible.
If they come to Houston or even come to my street where I live and they want to hold meetings under Bilie Human Rights Initiative, I don't have any problem with that. But anybody coming into the United States to have a meeting with under the name Indigenous People of Biafra, which is already gazetted and incorporated, that person will surely go to jail. There's no two way about it. And I will never allow it to happen. Same thing in Mexico, because we are recognized by the government of Mexico. This is my warning, and this is what I have to say for now. I will hang on for now, Director. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are marching on. We are relentless. Anytime we tell you to do something, you may not see the relevance of what we're asking you to do, but in the fullness of time, you will see it. In the fullness of time, you will come to appreciate that we understand our people more than they know themselves. People are clamoring for unity. You don't unite unless there is something to unite under. Look at the zoo called Nigeria. Unity, 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 unity. Did that stop Boko Haram from killing you? They are still calling for unity. Because the people are dishonest. Dishonesty. Dishonesty. That is why Chukwu Abiyama withdrew his grace from us. Dishonesty. Men lie. Grown-up men. Natwasi. Men are lying. They gossip. Those of you that receive their gossip, I feel sorry for you, because you are filled with a very evil spirit inside you. That is why you're cowardly. You can't come out to defend what is right. We spend time dealing with this very issue. It is more critical than anything else. Imagine somebody impersonating your name, using it to go and get credit cards, and ruin your credit rating. You go to buy something in the shop on credit, or you go to buy a car or get a mortgage, and they tell you that you're owing money that you didn't know about before. How would you feel? That is what they're trying to do. To take our name, that all of you worked very hard on the 30th of May, all over the world. It was on a Friday. You did not go to work. You came outside. You went out to evangelize. Some of you came in the sun, in the rain, everything to come and let the world know there's Biafra. A bunch of idiots working with APC, Boko Haram. They are waiting. Having done all this work and given credibility to indigenous people of Biafra, they are now coming out to say, oh, we are also IPOB. Next day now, they will go and ruin the name. They went to another place and look for another name to destroy. Let them go answer their name. They won't answer it. They want to come into our tent and destroy it. We are warning you, everybody. If you congregate under that name, as Iranya said, is also registered in the UK. You will go to prison. Here is England, not in the zoo where they are messing up themselves about. You gather under that name or issue any minister or communique, you will go to prison in England. Try and see. They say their lawyers will show them here. So we are saying it now. If you know them and you want peace, go and tell them not to mess up the name Indigenous People of Biafra. Everybody is a Biafran. That is true. We are not stopping anybody from identifying as a Biafran. But this very name with which we remembered our dead, that we are carrying into battle with us, nobody will destroy it. If you are poor, you go and look for work. If you're unemployed in the UK, go and find a job to do. If you have not gone home in the last 40 years, that is your business. Biafra will not take you home. Go and find a way to go home. You cannot stand upon Biafra to destroy what people have fought very hard to build. Nobody can accuse us, the Tory Board of Radio Biafra or myself, of doing anything wrong to our people. We have served them diligently and will continue to do so until Biafra comes. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are basically warning you to stay away from all these poverty-stricken leeches looking for where. They have not contributed not one dime to the running of Biafra. Not one penny to the running of it. But they want to come and destroy our name. There is something called Ahamefula. We will not allow our name to be destroyed. You may allow Biafra to go. Allow the word Igbo to disappear. Ishekiri, Bibio, Efik. No, we won't allow ours to go. Not in our time. We will fight to the last person to ensure. You can answer your Biafra this, Biafra Association, Biafra United. That's your business. Indigenous people of Biafra, you will not answer. Not in all the countries of the world where we are registered. And we are many. And we're not going to tell you. Iranya said, we tell you. No, we won't tell you. We allow you to make the mistake. Then you go to jail. Not tomorrow. Oh, look at what they are doing. They are infighting. They are brothers. Rubbish. These are criminals. Born by a Hausa Fulani men. Intent on destroying what we are doing. Can't you see that people answer Yoruba names to come to radio. Sorry, Igbo names to come to Radio Biafra London. Yoruba people to destroy us. Nonsense. We must continue. We must continue. We must go on to bring the news headlines and accompanying news summary today. We continue to report, courtesy of the creation of the British, that 22 people died in two separate Boko Haram attacks in Borno. 22 people died in two separate attacks in Borno. How Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram smuggle weapons into the zoo. How they bring weapons into the largest zoo known to mankind. The largest collection of animals, any species you like. Their name is Nigerians. That's what they call them. They are called Nigerians. The largest collection of animals anywhere on the face of the earth. Outwardly, they look like human beings. But they are not humans. They are animals. the name they are answering to does not belong to them. As I said yesterday, only a cat and a dog can you give a name and they will accept it. Only black people from Africa can you give a name and they will take it. What does that make them? You make up your mind. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth here. We don't care how upset you get. As long as we preach the truth, that is what matters. Someday, somewhere, you will come to appreciate it. That only the truth can set you free. Southeast governors, by which they mean Igbo governors. A Hausa man said yesterday, the so-called Southeast, and they were crying. Oh, don't say that. I have been a saboteur all my life. If you say that, I will feel very bad. I betrayed my people for over 40 years following you. Why are you now calling us so-called? You didn't hear that yesterday from Omar Sanda. I didn't want to report it. A Hausa man rose up at the confab and said, so-called Southeast. Hi. And they started crying. Where are those representing you at the confab? Part of the APC conspiracy to destroy Biafra from within. You look at them, they look like Biafra. We are Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. They have come to destroy you. Their master, Rocha Sokorocha, sent them to come and plant Islam at the heart of Biafra movement and destroy us from within, as any good virus will do. You think we are going to keep quiet and allow them to destroy what we are doing? That is rubbish. Now, we can't do that. You know that very well. We continue. Igbo governors wish hit a brick wall as lawmakers insist creation of more states is a waste of resources. You know, they were dancing. Oh, we have gotten one more state to give to our friend. So there will be allocation so we can be governor. After governor, we are senators. After senator, we go for House of Reps. After House of Reps, they go for House of Assembly. After that, they become councillors. From governor to councillor. Because they want to partake in the sharing of money every blessed day. Money coming from their own land. Wasted, useless men. We continue. The Mohammedan Emirates of the North are battling for the zoo. As these people, Hausa, Fulani, Kanuri, Gwari people, as they launch a major offensive on Monday, they are going to storm the confab. We are ready for them, according to southern leaders. The Hausa people are coming. Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram is going to attend the confab on Monday. They own the country. The British gave it to them. There is nothing you can do. There is a grand conspiracy which we know of. We are not at liberty to say now on the air until all the evidence are gathered. I will tell you the reason why the British do not mention the word Biafra. And you will be astonished. All the answers are in the Bible. They can't mention the word Biafra now. No British Prime Minister. None will mention the word Biafra. They are afraid of that very name. Because the people, the inhabitants of that very land, those that proudly identify as Biafrans, are the children of God. We continue. Give reference to Biafra, we tell them. You must give reference to Radio Biafra. The old people who caused our problems are solving them, according to Zekome. We reported this yesterday. They must learn to give us credit and say they are learning from us. It wouldn't hurt them. After all, when we learn something from the Bible, we say we got this from here or quote somebody that wrote something. When they are copying us, they must come out and say they are copying us. Everybody wants to be like us. Even people in APC, Boko Haram, Bilie Human Rights, they want to copy us and be like us. There is nothing to be gained answering Bilie Human Rights because the name is a disgrace. They now want to jump and answer our name, indigenous people of Biafra. And we are saying no. Stay where you are. And wallow in your ignorance and unmitigated stupidity. Nigeria loses trillions of naira from non-passage of petrol. Everybody's into petrol. Every human being is petrol. People can no longer reason properly. Everybody is petrol, petrol, crude oil everywhere. As crude as their senses are. Very crude. Unrefined. Lacking in class and grace. There is nothing worse than when a man has no self-respect. ndị onwe ha anaghị eju afọ. You lack class and decency. You don't have taste. No class and no decency. That is the zoo for you. Crude oil, crude oil. As crude as your brains are. Very crude. We must preach this very gospel. For those of you joining us, we are welcoming you to our Saturday evening service on Radio Biafra. Where God is worshipped, not anything made by man or brought by Europeans. That's rubbish. We worship Tukwa Biama here. The Most High God. Not some rubbish concocted by evil men. Ever since we took it on, have you seen how badly we have performed and continue to perform? Because not all that glitters is gold. We must preach this gospel without fear before our enemies. It must be preached. 22 die in two separate attacks. They have killed so many people now. That is no longer news. Killing people is like somebody coming out and saying, I want to brush my teeth. It is not news anymore. It doesn't move anybody. The reason why we read all this news is I want to understand the psyche of a black person from sub-Saharan Africa. This is a debate we need to have with our younger ones. We don't want to run away with this idea that Africa was this, was that, was empire built in the sun. That is in the past. It's living in past glory. What is happening today is what matters. And what is happening today is that the dastardly deeds of Boko Haram, Hausa Fulani people, supported by the British in collaboration with the Christians of Europe, in collaboration. Hausa Fulani Islamic Caliphate, in conjunction with Christian Europe, are intent on exterminating Christians from Biafra land. I want to understand why men are standing by and watching as other men are going on rampage and killing the defenseless. I want to know why. Black people are not moved to say, why are these people doing this? Those that they are killing, what is their crime? What did they do? Nobody's asking that question. How is that Fulani people are on rampage, killing everybody, massacring everybody? How is that Fulani? Fulani people are killing us. Nobody's doing anything. Everybody's quiet, as if nothing is happening. Can you see why God abandoned Africa? As my father would tell me when I was small, we used to talk in the evening. I used to listen. Because you know where we come from, your father is the next thing to God. You don't appear anyhow. But we will listen all the same. Do you know that Jesus Christ came to Africa and went back to the Middle East? Most of you don't know that. Do you know that Jesus came to Egypt and had to go back? Because this place was full of evil. When Herod was killing every firstborn child, when it was predicted that a king is born unto the people, if we are to believe what they wrote, the mother Mary took Jesus and fled to Egypt. In any other part of the world, he would have stayed there. But the family had to take him back to Israel because Africa was bad. Even Jesus as a baby saw something very bad in Africa. That's why he went back. And that is why darkness descended upon this very place. And this is a very clear manifestation of the wickedness of man against man in Africa. Hausa Fulani people are going about killing people, killing Biafran people, and the other people are just quiet and watching them. No sanction, nothing is happening to them. They are just marauding, killing everybody. They are in control of the oil, but they are still killing us. Dear Lord God, have mercy. Please, have mercy. What type of crime did we commit? Anytime a Hausa Fulani man feels like it, they get up, they get us and they kill us. Why? Most of you don't ask yourself these questions. As another 22 people are now dead in two separate attacks by Boko Haram, killing human beings. Senseless slaughter. After a while, they say, Chibok girls are missing. Our Islam girl is a lie. All the people being killed are Biafran people. They're the ones being killed. No fewer than 15 passengers, including motorists, were killed when some gunmen suspected to be members of the dreaded Boko Haram terrorists laid ambush along Maiduguri, Mafa, Dikwa Road yesterday at about 2:30 p.m. Also, two suicide bombers suspected to be members of this dreaded Boko Haram sect in a Golf Saloon Volkswagen car laden with improvised explosive devices, IEDs, rammed into a security checkpoint in Konduga, local government area of Borno State, killing five members of the vigilante youth, popularly known as civilian JTF, while the two suicide bombers also lost their lives, with many of the vigilante youths and passersby sustaining serious injuries and fire burns. Mafa is about 45 kilometers east, while Dikwa is about 70 kilometers of drive away from Maiduguri, which has suffered series of deadly attacks by the terrorists. That's the news has finished. All those people dying are human beings. Born by a woman the same way your own mother gave birth to you. But they are dead. Their only crime is that the British came to their land. That is the only crime. The British came, found them and gave them a name. And like the good dogs they are, they accepted the name given by the white man. After all, a white man is God. He's Jesus. Isn't it? We become mesmerized with technological advances made by these people. Nobody will tell you that also black African people contributed immensely to the civilization of mankind. They won't tell you that civilization started in Africa before these people came down from the Caucasus Mountains of Eastern Europe and the Urals. How Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram smuggle arms into the zoo. Proliferation of small arms and light weapons is increasingly and dangerously becoming a transnational organized crime in the zoo, with Boko Haram insurgency re-emerging Niger Delta crisis and escalating kidnappings, communal crisis and armed robbery in the southeast, providing impetus for arms trafficking. There are guns everywhere. I told people that by next year, if Biafra does not come, Somalia will be a paradise. Paradise on earth. And you know, Americans went to Somalia and they killed them and they ran away. Do you know that? Go and watch the movie Black Hawk Down. Is the nearest accurate recount of what happened. The movie was directed by one of my best directors of all time, Ridley Scott. A very good director. I love his movies. He directed it. Black Hawk Down. Go and watch it. Americans ran away. Do you think America will come to protect you? Do you know how many weapons you have in the Zoological Republic? Oh, dear Lord, that place is going to go up in flames. It's everywhere. People are still dreaming. Anyway, Britain should prepare their asylum system, because 60 million will be coming here. 60 million will descend upon this place. 60 million to pay back for the mess that the British government created, not the British people, I hasten to add. If you go through the pictures that were posted today, you will see ordinary British housewives and men coming out on the street to protest. They said that Shell is causing genocide. The blood of Biafrans is Shell's oil. It's there in black and white. It's there for all to see. Not the British public. As I keep saying, England is civilized. It's only the government sometimes. I don't know what goes into them. That is behaving like idol worshippers. People intend. Do they enjoy anything from seeing people dying? Don't they have conscience? Don't all these people have conscience? What is there to be gained? There is enough technology to feed humanity forever and ever. So what do you gain by killing people? One day you will also die. So what is all this nonsense about? you handed over the children of God to Islam to kill. Is anybody paying you for the blood or what? British government, is anybody paying you? Yeah, do you get money when a Biafran is killed? Do somebody pay Britain money or something? I don't get it. What is there for them to gain by doing all this nonsense? What is there to gain? Lawmakers representing Alimosho constituency in the Lagos House of Assembly, BC Yusuf, has described current attempts to create more states in the country as unnecessary and a waste of resources. Speaking to House correspondents yesterday, Yusuf said that many of the already existing states are not viable anyway and cannot survive without depending on allocation from the federal government. He was reacting to the recent approval for the creation of more states by delegates at the National Conference. But they are monkeys. What do you expect? Our young ones born here, they'll start crying. No, but we are not. We are this. You can see it very clearly. They went to school. Some of them have PhDs. They think that the best way to bring development is through rotating who governs the country. They think it's by creating another. It's just like Britain is in the middle of economic recession or depression, as the case may be. And you think that the best way to improve the lives of the people is by creating more boroughs, more local authorities, by creating more counties and parish council. That is the same thing now. Now you see why they are monkeys. Can't you just see that it's not viable? We present news in a way that people understand it. It's written in English language. Our people are not English. We are Biafrans. Therefore, we need to explain this very news in a way that it makes sense to ordinary person on the street. Or else it's time wasting. That is why we don't learn anything. You listen to NTA News. The little you have in your brain, they take it from you. It's like going to university in the zoo. A Nigerian graduate. Dear Lord God, have mercy. Goodness me. The Mohammedan Emirates are coming down for a battle. A major confrontation between northern and southern political leaders. There is no southern. I don't like this rubbish. Putting us with Yoruba people. It's just like Bilia trying to claim the indigenous people of Biafra. We are not the same with them. There's not like southern. They have started again. The Yoruba people, they have relatives in Dahomey. They have relatives in Togo. There is Yoruba in Ghana. You will not believe it. Yoruba is in Ghana. Go and look for your relatives in Togo, in Dahomey, and in Ghana. And leave us alone. We are not Yoruba. We are not related. They should go and look for their own flesh and blood. Southern Nigeria, my foot. Southern Zoo, my foot. A competent source told Sunday Tribune on Friday that following a meeting held by certain leaders of the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, including the governors, on Thursday evening in Abuja, a decision to reverse all major decisions taken during the week by the conference was arrived at by the North. They are coming to take over. In fact, the conference is just rubbish anyway. It's just to talk and share money to a few APC supporting Igbo men. They support APC. That they come fab to represent you. One of them is Omasanda Machuku. He killed you in Asaba, fighting for your enemies. That is what Bilia is trying to do. They claim they are part of you. They go and sell you to your enemies. Your enemies will kill you, and then they make them kings of the people. Omasanda Machuku implicated at the Asaba massacre of his own people is today leading a team at the conference to decide the fate of the people that he killed. Oh, dear Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. The truth must be spoken. Because without truth, we are nothing. Eziokubundu. Tell them the reason why we speak the truth is because where we come from in Biafra land, truth is life. That is our way from time immemorial. This particular saying existed before we even came to being. Truth is life. No other group of people or race on this earth has the same creed. Natural justice and fair play. Ebe beru gobere. nkesi bebele kankukwa ya. Ezio kubunto, truth is life. That is why here we speak the truth and nothing but the truth. They don't want to give us credit for all the ideas they are stealing from us, good Lord Jonathan. But we are reminding them to do so. We touched upon this yesterday, and the missing billions upon billions of the money from the zoo. The Nigeria Labour Congress on Wednesday, June the 4th, lamented that the non-passage of the Petroleum Industry Bill, PIB, by the National Assembly is making the country lose trillions of naira. Trillions, they say it is. It brings tears to your eyes. That is the news for today. I shall go to the eminent barrister attorney at law, Barrister Mamezito. Please give us his understanding, his perspectives, his views on our presentation this very evening. Barrister, please.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, the analysis of your news and how you break it into pieces is always admirable. I mean, to be honest with you, it makes my life easier. And in most cases, instead of repeating all you have said, I tend to pick one or two, and that's all. Because the rest you have already deciphered. You have already thrown light upon them. Therefore, glossing it will be more or less a waste of time. Because their friends are clever. I don't like it, Director, when they say, Hazard Fuller Depot Karam, I tell you, they are not. Everything they do is supported by the British. I keep saying this all the time. And then you keep saying, the Hazard Fuller Depot Karam are intelligent. They are not. No intelligent man or woman will be killing people every day. There is a reason why they are killing us. There is a reason why they are reducing our population. So that the more we die, the more the British will get oil free of charge in our lands. That is the reason. How many of them are educated? You see all these whatever you call them. When you ask them to go and kill, I made this comment in the morning, Director. When you ask them to go and kill, they won't say why. Ask a Biafra man, or particularly an Igbo man, go and do this, to turn around and say to you, why? Who is more intelligent? Stop praising them because they aren't.
But they are the ones ruling you right now. And
yes, supported by those who deliberately decimated and destroyed you. Director, no smoke without fire. When you see a bush smoking, there is a fire somewhere beneath that particular bush. How far Fulani Boko Haram have been supported by the British. That is why when they loot and take money, as long as the Arabians give them asylum, you and I try it, we'll be locked up. Stay there 6 or 7 years before you see the light of day. They are not clever, Director. You should know this, because the reason why they do all they do is because they are supported. Somebody is fueling them. Naturally. Director, you yourself have said this. That Hausas are peaceful people. Until they are joined by Fulani people.
Who are
these Boko Haram?
They were. It's Fulani now. It's Fulani.
Yes.
Hausa people
you
are
know
peaceful
the history.
People.
Director, you know the history from bottom to top.
Of course. Hausa people are peaceful people. But you mix them with Fulani, then they turn to monsters.
Exactly. Director, this comment made by one of the commentaries or commentators or whoever, I don't know if it's from Yoruba land or from Hausa land, that the creation of another is not viable. This is a comment I made this morning. Why are you creating a new state when the ones you've created, no lights, no water, no electricity, no nothing, no hospital, no good roads? So what's the point of creating? To create and place one Hausa Fulani, one Emeka Okorocha, Okoroma, Okoligbe, a Hausa Fulani Boko Haram in an Igbo name to bring money and convert all the people around him into Islam. It is rubbish. Director, before any advent, let me say something about this particular indigenous people of Biafra coming from Delay Human Rights. Dr. Engineer Irania walked into UN states, put in an injunction so that we don't say too much about this. Put in an injunction. By the way, whenever you register a business or an organization, no other name can come upon that name so that nobody will start getting worried. If I register a business as Patrick Uzoma, nobody else can come under Patrick Uzoma unless something else is added. And if something else is added, it's no longer Patrick Uzoma. So everybody should relax. Carry on what you're doing. Billier can take any name, not indigenous people of Biafra, because it's already with the UN. And nobody can copy it. It's already registered. If you feel so passionate about it, put in an injunction. End of story. Director, we can carry on saying other things other than spending our vital time
It's expose evil, barrister. To expose your job. To expose evil. These men are evil men. Evil men. That is why they are scared to come out to debate. They cannot come out to debate in public. I have thrown them a challenge.
Who will debate you? Why? You are holding the weapon. You are hoping no holding the truth. Who will debate you? Stop asking for debate because it will not happen. How can somebody with the truth debate with those who haven't got the truth? It will not happen. You've exposed it, but I've given you the solutions and the answer. Injunction. Secondly, it cannot happen. Let me say the reality here, Director. The indigenous people of Biafra, we are soldiering on. We are moving on. And Biafra is coming. I've always said all of us, we are all Biafrans. If you want to support in the restoration or resurrection of Biafra, start from one corner. You don't have to join the Director Nnamdi Kanu. Start from one corner. Res ipsa loquito. When you do something, it will be seen. It's obvious. Pregnancy, you can never cover it with your hands, your bare hand. You can't cover. Pregnancy is not something you can cover up. Or somebody is half pregnant. It does not happen. When you do something commendable, it will remain obvious. And so it shall be. Director, you are the director of Radio Biafra, spearheading the restoration of Biafra via the indigenous people of Biafra. What else do you do? Do you want blood? You've done it. If you are in a classroom, you've got first class already. What do you want? Once your God has placed that blessings upon you, nobody can remove it, detach it, efface it, or delete it.
My grandmother named me Ngozi Chukwu. That is my name. Do you know that? That is my name for my grandmother.
You never told me your name is Ngo.
not Ngo, please. Not Ngo, please. I'm begging you, Pastor. Hey, please. please, Pastor. Don't go there. Hey.
Pastor, I don't want to laugh this evening. Hey. Let me pause. I will come back later because you're telling me your name is Ngozi.
Please.
Director, let me tell you, that name does not fit you, full stop.
No, it's Ngozi Chukwu.
Director, please.
No, barista.
Take this away from me.
Thank you. I will. Barista is laughing uncontrollably. But that is my name. Dampola gave it to me. That is my grandmother on my mother's side. They named me Ngozi Chukwu. Blessing from God. And so it shall remain. Not Ngozi, please. Or Ngo as a woman, God forbid. No, I am not. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Our lines are open and people are waiting already. They are Biafrans. They are indigenous people of Biafra citizens. They must speak and the world will hear. Do I have a caller on the phone? Your name and where you are. The first caller for the day. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Ngozi Umunna. I'm from Umuafra.
Thank you very much. My name is Ngozi Chukwu, not Ngozi. I hasten to add. Thank you.
Thank you, director. How are you?
Very well, thank you. God bless you. Go ahead.
And you too. I'm happy to hear what you're doing anyway. Just to pray for you, to give you support and encouragement. We are happy for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah. But the only question I want to ask you is that this contribution we are making from, you know, all over the world, is it going to be enough? Because I keep asking them when we go to the meeting, how are we going to get more support, you know? Is it possible? Is there any country, you know, that we can appeal for support?
Yes, there are countries we'll go to. But as they say, where we come from, we have to be able to fund this thing first before others will come in. Only in England alone, there are over 150,000 adults here. 150,000 adults only in the southeast. They are from Biafra. If they come together and decide to contribute towards this struggle, they can fund it. Only the Jews only the Jews in New York gave them the arms with which they fought in 1948 and they won. Only the Jews in New York only did it. We have people in the diaspora. We must continue to be truthful. We must continue to be transparent for them to understand that we are worth supporting. Once they come out and support us, we get everything we want.
Okay. All right. That's the only concern I have. I'm very happy. You see, K.O.?
Thank you very much, my dear sister. Munuwandi, thank you very, very much. We have a caller, I presume, on Viber. Is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra. This is the first time that a woman has actually opened our calls. I don't know how that happened, but that goes to show that the blessing of Chukwu Abiyama is coming because it comes with our women. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, good morning from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Good evening from here.
My name is Augustine Onyeka. I'm from Aguleri, precisely.
Thank you.
Yeah, Director, I want to commend you on your good work, the work you've been doing. I've been trying to call you since all this while, but I'm not getting through until this night. I'm very happy to get you on the line. Director, I always pray for you, and I'll continue to pray for you that God will continue to guide and protect you. Director, I like your wisdom, the way you handle things, and I want you to keep it up. It's very, very important that you continue with the way you do things. I so much appreciate it. I learned a lot from you. At the same time, I want to comment on the issue of that radio station, Bilier, whatever. I've tried to listen to those people twice. And I'm not sure that there's any sensible human being that will listen to that radio because it's boring. Nobody can even listen to that. So we wasting our time talking about it. I think, although it's good creating awareness, but I'm very, very sure that that radio station does not make sense. There is no sensible human being that can listen to that. And everybody that listens to it will know definitely that they are jokers. They are playing. So please, Director, carry on with what you're doing. We are behind you. And God is also with you. May God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother.
All right.
We continue to do what is right before Chukwu Abiyama and before man. Because Chukwu Abiyama is God. Our lines are, I don't know why people concentrate on Viber these days. That's very good. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello. Yeah, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother from London. Go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. I am Wise Chukwu Emeka from Malaysia.
Wise Chukwu Emeka from Malaysia. I love Malaysian people. I'm sure you know that.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. What's happening to you? Can you hear me? No, we've lost him.
Okay, so you know you.
Yes, the color. Yes, go ahead. Your name is what?
Hello?
Yes, your name?
My name is Solomon. Yes, my name is Solomon. I'm from Abia State.
Solomon from...
Hello?
How can you be Solomon from
Abia State?
What is your surname?
Okay, man. My son is Elanya from Abreba.
That's better. Elanya from Abreba is better than Solomon from Abia. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Elanya from Abreba. Please, I need the number of Cotonou coordinator so that I could be a member of the group.
The Cotonou coordinator, are you on Facebook?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
You search for Biafrans in Benin Republic. Biafrans in Benin. In B-E-N-I-N. You didn't find it? I don't think they're paying attention, are they? Some people want to hear their own voice on the radio. It happens. Your name and where you are, the caller on Viber. If you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they're not paying attention. Something is not quite right. Let us see. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, this is Mr. Ngobi the Chukwe Bukapolinus. I'm calling from Thailand.
Thank you very much. And who are you in Thailand to us?
Yeah, I am the coordinator of Thailand.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So, I thank you very much. I want to emphasize on the issue of what they broadcast in the morning, what some people has, you know, said on the air concerning Thailand. Actually, so anybody can say whatever thing he likes. We're in a democracy. But what I don't want to entertain is somebody from nowhere or a criminal from somewhere who just because he has access of, listen Radio Biafra or have access to call Radio Biafra, and that person will begin to talk rubbish. Issue of this coordinator of a thing or work we are doing is a charity work. Nobody receive any salary. Nobody have money. Biafra has given somebody to support or to run the affairs of Biafra in any country. We are doing this because we want to restore resurrection of Biafra. Yes, in the morning I was on my way going somewhere, somebody, because I left my home early morning. So one of the members called me and said, look at what somebody was saying. I said, who is that? He mentioned, I said, okay, no problem. Later I will tune the radio when I got down. So at the end of the day, they told me so many things before I began to listen to Radio Biafra. And I heard what you said. So what I'm saying is, if this family of Biafra, people, indigenous people of Biafra, will be something that somebody will use as a tool or something to to criticize somebody or to damage image of somebody, and if you can entertain such people, I believe you, this thing cannot go the way we want it. In the essence of what I'm saying now, this person that broadcast, said something on the radio in the morning, this person came to Thailand on April. And that April, he called me. I said that somebody gave him my number as a coordinator of Thailand that he want to see me. I said, okay. Then we book an appointment. He came down to this thing. Then at a Bayok. So we met there. He was telling me that when he traveled to Nigeria for a long time, that as he come now, he want to join it. I said, okay. He told me that he want us to print a flyer, that he's going to distribute flyer, this and that. I said, okay, we will do it. Now, if you are serious, we will work with you. So at the end of the day, I and my secretary, we went where we are printed, we printed this thing and gave it to him. It was unfortunate that he came to one of the restaurants at the Patnam. He went there and began to fight with the people that he want to, you know, trying to bring people into Biafra race. And these people, they told him that they don't want that preaching, and they know them, they know him, that he is one of the police informant here in Thailand, that they don't want to hear that this thing. Is it something that he want to join again to begin to do his the former work? Has he come back from this thing? So from there, they have started having misunderstanding. Before I came in, when I came in, one of the those boys told him, said, yes, your coordinator has come now. You should stop that rubbish. Listen to your coordinator. Then I asked this boy, what is the problem? He didn't listen to me. What he was saying, that anybody who said that he is a strong and he is a man, that should go come out now to fight him, that he can do the person anything he wants. Then I called him Chisom. This is not what we are here for. If you come to preach the gospel of Biafra, if somebody doesn't want to hear this thing to you, you go your way than to, you know, disgrace yourself. Come outside, let us go outside, forget about these people, and you see that some of them are drinking. This guy did not even listen to me until I was pushing him as if, go away, let the peace reign. As we are going at the door, the guy stopped again and said, if you know that you are a man, you are strong enough, come out and fight me now. If I will not destroy you here. All of a sudden, one of the guys gave this man a dirty slap. And before you know it, the boys there started, you know, breaking bottles to kill him there. Because they told me that they know him, and he's one of the informants that are giving information about our people here. Before he ran away, they go down to Nigeria. Now he has come back. Then before you know it, they rushed him from there. This guy went away. After 1 hour, the guy called me on phone. I said, Cornetto, did you see what these people do to me? I said, I told you, leave these people. Go your way. Go and do the job we are doing. He said what he want to tell me now is that now he want to call police and arrest all those boys. I said, Chisom, don't try it. These people are Biafrans. Tomorrow, this work we are doing or this thing we are trying to do now, they can benefit more than you. And this thing we are doing is not a personal business. It is for all of us. So don't call police for anybody or something like that. He said that he will do it, that I will see what he will do. I said, okay, what I'm telling you is, my advice is, if you start calling police people now, number one, it will be exactly what they said, that you are working with the police. That's number one. Number two is that the people will be saying, is it Biafra that we have never restored? This is the way we are going to do this. While you know that a lot of people are saying a lot of things here, this is the advice I gave. I said, this is the only thing I will tell you. But I will tell you, sorry, because you did not hear me. Then he said, okay. After some days, he called me again and repeated something again and said that he want to know what I will do. I said, I will not do anything. Do you know what you do? Come to meeting. You have never come to our meeting for one day. Okay, come to meeting and present your matters. Then you see what people there. If people say what you want to do, you say, okay, then you go ahead. I believe in what people said, not what I said. Then that very day, he came to meeting, the day we have the meeting, for the first time. He was so aggressive, talking many things. Even he quarreled with our secretary. At the end of the day, they told him that he should not try it, that we don't want something that will stain this the image of this new baby. That everybody was saying, you are sorry for what have happened, but you are doing it because of Nigeria, because of Biafra. Now, you have to forget everything, continue this. That's how the guy left. Then he paid us 1,000 baht. Because with that time, we are preparing for 30th of May. He gave 1,000 baht. Then he left. That 1,500, but in the morning today, he was saying that he paid 2,500. That is why I said that the guy is a criminal. And he's not somebody, the kind of people we want in this struggle. People that know him started telling me exactly what he was doing in this country. Then he said that I am not doing anything. I constituted a zone at Onut single-handedly If you call OC, OC will tell you that we have deliberated this thing, and the day we deliberated of creating zones. People said no, but I see it as the avenue that we used to make money. They said no. I went by myself, and after we created the zone, they are functioning. They are doing well. Immediately after I see that that one has been resolved, then I went to Rankamhen single-handedly. Meet one pastor there. I begged him that we were going to use his church, and I want him to be a coordinator of that Rankahem. He said okay, that he was listening to Radio Biafra, and he would do that. Then at the end of the day, we scheduled a meeting. Then I met him. We said okay, this is what we're going to do. Then he told us that we will come to church the time of service. So that because if church ended, nobody, when they go home, they will not come back again. I said, okay. And I told every member that said, one of us will go down to Rankahen to see that these people are constituted. Then I don't know that the only three of us, me and the secretary and one of the mobilization team, only three of us was in the church before they finished everything. Then we had a meeting at the end of the day. This is Rankahen people under two a weekend, we consider that a zone. They supported us in the 30th of May. That is amazingly. I said them say, look at the zone that you people said that we should not create. Look at what this people are doing, and they are doing well now. Okay, this guy said that I am not doing anything. I am only selling card. Yes, I am selling card.
Of course, there is nothing wrong. Hang on, please. Polynus.
I am the sole distributor of card, and that is what I'm using to support me. And right from the day, this is my 8 months.
Polynus, listen. Polynus, can you listen to me? Can you listen to what I'm saying? Very, very important. I don't care what you do. You are not a criminal. I remember when I was coming to London, my father said to me, if you see what people are doing, you do, but do not steal. You will never dishonor your family. Don't do anything illegal. Any work that, because in work, in labor, there is pride. You are not a criminal. Selling of card is a thing. I wish I was selling cards. I would have made so much money. But I didn't. Because I'm not a businessman. So nobody is regarding that as anything. It's honest labor. You are working very hard to keep yourself and also to support your country. So that is not an issue. I am giving you time to speak because as the coordinator, you have every right to respond to what somebody said. So please, if you can proceed, because that one is the non-issue. You are not a criminal. Okay. That's what is important. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. What I'm saying is this. I don't want this struggle we're into. Let us use it the way people in the zoo are doing. What they are doing there is not what we are going to do here for indigenous people of Biafra. So if somebody do something and I don't know whether because I gave him the advice of not to call police is the issue. Somebody I did not know in the first place.
It is not. You are the coordinator in Thailand, and you will call your meeting of your executive. You will discuss with the family in Thailand and take the appropriate action. On the air is not where to do it. We have listened to you extensively. We have heard what our brother said in the morning when he called. It is now your duty to show leadership. That leadership is convening a meeting and making sure that all these things are thrashed out and that the only news that will come from Thailand will be very good news. You people, we are doing very well before. Very, very well before. You people came out on the 30th of May. Osita came from Thailand. You must continue the work you are doing. So thank you very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to do our work. You must always give people the right to reply. Very, very important. When somebody says something, you must hear from both sides, not from one side only. It has to be from the two sides. And we have heard from both sides. Ultimately, we are one family, and we must think as such. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Henry Egumba. I'm calling from Wolverhampton, United Kingdom.
Wolverhampton. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. Hello, Director. Director, I want to make an announcement.
Go ahead.
As custom demands, in order to follow the code of conduct of the Indigenous people of Biafra, I just want to announce that we are having a meeting tomorrow by 4 p.m., and I want to give my number here on air, so that anybody that wants to attend the meeting within this area can call the number, and then I can get.
So how about if these vagabonds and vermin from Bilie Humanity Initiative decides to call you? What will you do?
Director, I am a dear friend, and there is nothing that can push me swagger me in any angle.
Not even the temptation of working for Rocha Sokrocha, sitting governor. You won't be tempted,
Director,
by that.
Director, you used to say that your name is you are not the Colonel. I am Henry Egumba. Okay, so I follow your footsteps.
Go ahead.
Okay, I want to give the number here.
Go ahead.
So if anybody wants to attend, the number is 07-44.
Yes.
523.
Yes.
523-9707. I repeat, 07-44-523-9707. So if any of them come, then I'll get back to them. I'll enter the venue.
Yes, is it just for only Wolverhampton area or the surrounding region as well?
Wolverhampton and Birmingham.
Wolverhampton and Birmingham as well.
Thank you
very much. Thank you, because I know that Wolverhampton is not too far from Birmingham.
No, we are the same West Midlands. So within the area, everything in the area should come to the meeting, yes.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. The number once again for those attending meeting at Wolverhampton is 07-44-52-39-707. They will send you a text message. Maybe, who knows, by next week, if you're not strong enough, you start working for APC. How's that for an Boko Haram? Bilie Human Rights Initiative. You must remain very strong. You will experience temptation from people that want to take you away from your destiny. They may sound like us. They may look like us. They may copy our message, but most definitely, they are not us. There is only one indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. We answer to Biafrans wherever we are. We came out on the 30th of May to remind humanity of the injustice meted out to our people, with 3.5 million people confirmed dead. Those that I owe my obligation, not to the living, is to the dead. We have people all over the place. We have a caller on the coordinator's line. Please confirm that you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director, from Taiwan. This is Lawrence Anne from Taiwan.
From Taiwan. What time is it in Taiwan now, please?
It's 3:41 a.m.
My goodness me. 3:41 a.m. People do not sleep listening to Radio Biafra. People don't sleep. That is why we are formidable. Very, very formidable. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you. Thank you. And I have to commend you for your good job. Continue, Director. We are with you. I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting and our upcoming meeting in Taiwan here next Saturday. And it will be at Tainan City, Taiwan. As everybody knows, if you are listening from Taiwan, our meeting should be, as we said on our forum, 2 p.m. Taiwan time, please. Everybody should come on time, because we have a lot to talk. And Taiwan is already online for everything now, so everybody should come on time, so that we can have our meaningful conversations.
Wonderful.
And new members are welcome, actually. And those of our brothers from other cities, try to make it in time and be here.
This is Taiwan, isn't
before
it?
Before 2 p.m.
In Taiwan.
Yes, director.
Wonderful.
Yes, director.
Wonderful.
Yes, director.
That's
so
very good.
Our meeting will be upcoming next Saturday, 2 p.m. Taiwan time.
Do you have a number for them to call?
Everybody knows me. Everybody knows the guy, the national coordinator, Andy Lawrence. Everybody knows law. Okay. That was my number, and because we have our own forum here.
Okay, that's
everybody great. Already knows the meeting. But as you speak about those human rights or whatever, so I have to also announce our meeting on the radio too,
okay.
So that they will know that this is us, the indigenous people of Biafra.
Of course, not the fake one. Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you're calling from. We are Radio Biafra, and we're in London. Can you hear me?
My name...
Oh, this line is bad.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
From Sweden.
From Sweden. Please go ahead. Oh, my goodness me. Her line is not very clear. Not clear. I'm not happy about this. Not clear. She has to call us back. Our dear sister from Sweden. Our ladies are calling these days. I love it. That was what the barrister requested, and that is what he's getting. The caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes, please, my dear brother. Please stay where you are. The caller on Viber, please. Stay where you are. Let's go back to Skype. Can you hear me now? I don't know what is going on. Her line is not very good. Her line is not good on Skype. I don't know why. Not very good. Go ahead, please, my dear brother.
Okay, director, thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
There is this very word I want to chip in right now concerning this so-called uncircumcised believer and all the people that want to imitate the indigenous people of Biafra. Bible says that when the children of God gathers, the kingdom of darkness also gather to imitate the original.
That is correct.
But I won't forget the fact that Bible says that when they raised up, when the enemy raised up like a flood, he said that he will raise up a spiritual standard against them. So right now, what am I trying to tell you is that those of those things are the devices of destruction. They are using it as a political devices in order to distract people's mind, to sow in a pollute, that is to pollute people's mind, and to withdraw what we are doing. And each time you are lamenting on this, you are praising them, you are publicizing them. You are giving them a kudos because their work is to make sure that they distract people's mind not to listen or obey or to focus on what they, to achieve our aim. So if I may advise all those news, they are negative news. We don't need it. What we need is positive things that will ginger people's mind.
So hold on. Let me take you to task. Are you saying that we should sit here and somebody will go and commit fraud with the name IPOB and we leave the person? Is that what you're suggesting?
It's not, sir.
Exactly.
It's not what I actually mean.
So we want to stop them before they commit fraud. They are dining with Satan.
Yeah.
They are with Okorocha and APC.
Yeah.
You must confront evil.
There is,
you have to confront them.
Yeah, there is no doubt. There is no doubt about it. Because this thing started since 3 days ago. I monitors everything closely. When that very man that said he was from Spain or from UK called, everything changed automatically, both in spiritual realm. And they are working tirelessly to make sure that they derail this very race, this very walk. But all I'm trying to tell you right now is that never, like I said before, don't relent. Don't give up. God and Chukwu Abiyama that called you, that stake your foot upon the stone, will never allow you to fail. And the people that backs you up will never fail you, because God has chosen it to be. And the time is now. He said that arise and shine, for the light has come. And the light of Biafra is now. So that is all I want to say. They are nothing and they are nobody. They are uncircumcised Philistines. They have no reputations. They have no recognition. They are nobody. So by them doing all those things is what they could do. And apart from that, they cannot do anything. If they could do anything on 30th of May, they could have stopped the rally. If they could do anything, they could have stopped the Radio Biafra. If they could do anything, they could have stopped the Facebook not to go on. But as they could not be able to do those things, I mean, all those things, whatever thing they are doing is irrelevant. So thank you very much, and God bless you.
Very, I take your point there, well made. Frankly speaking, you spoke very well. You marshaled out your points very well. And I accept it. I like it when people speak intelligently. I learn from them. I have learned from you. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Our sister calls and then her line trips off. I don't know why. We have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are calling from?
My name is Joseph Iroka. I'm calling from Spain, Madrid.
From Madrid in Spain.
I hear from Enugu State of local government area.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, please. I just want to make an announcement to all Biafrans, all indigenous people of Biafra. Wherever you are being directing, all the coordinators, the secretary, please, this announcement goes to everybody, even to those that are having meetings everywhere, no matter where you are. If you are having a problem or you have something that you want director to make amend to, please, it's not something that will come to air. You call him after the program and tell him that this is what you are passing through. It's not what we will come on the air and be telling everybody how we are being, how we are doing. Please, you know, Wazurike chaired this thing up in the 90s, which raises so many hopes. And today, we don't know where he's leading people to. We've never had this awareness until today that this Radio Biafra is on air now. You see, this program is very, very educative. We learn so many things that happened before that nobody, that we never knew before. It's from this program I knew that Sanusi killed Gideon Akaloka. That Soyinka stole 200 million. A lot of things are coming from this program, which if you don't have, that the lot are learning from. And with this, we know that this Radio Biafra is getting us together again. If you have a problem with your coordinator, please don't come on air and say it, please. Call the director after the program. Tell him that this is what you are having with. This is the problem you're having in your area. And he knows how to address it. And by doing so, I believe, because I don't want anything that will happen to this struggle now again, like what happened during Mazon area. In the 90s, everybody knew how Wazurike raises hopes. Today, we don't know where we are going. But like you said before, this is what you said before people start calling is what I've been waiting to hear. That after this, if we did not actualize this this struggle now, that means we can never get it again. With the way you are doing it. Please, I am announcing to every indigenous people of Biafra, wherever in the respective place of you are, whatever you are, the post you are holding, like the guy said that nobody is being paid for the services. Please, you are not to be paid to restore this Biafra for everybody. Your children is going to enjoy it. Even if we, after struggling now, we die. Let us die and let it be that Biafra is has arrived. Director, may they all continue to guide each and every one of the indigenous people of Biafra and guide your office as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well spoken. People are saying that what you have just said is what they had in mind and wanted to say. Very, very compelling arguments once again. This is why I love Biafrans. When they are in full flight analyzing a particular problem, they are unstoppable. I love it. Everything that we do, most people don't know this, is what Biafrans tell us to do on air. None of them is the decision of the editorial board of Radio Biafra. Say none. 30th of May, setting up Biafran families all over the world, getting our transmitter, the cenotaph, the 30th of May. Everything came from our people. We are not taking credit for it. But we are here to oversee it, to make sure it comes to fruition. That is where, as barrister will say, we teach and we also learn. Because everything we are doing is for the people of Biafra. Stay on the line, the caller on the phone. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, my dear Lord. It keeps cutting. Not very, very strong. The caller on the phone, you're calling locally. And sometimes the calls in England are free. So you stay where you are. Let's go to Viber. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are calling from.
Okay. It's me, Michael Lucato. I'm calling from Madrid, Spain.
From Madrid, Spain again. That is wonderful. Go ahead.
By the special grace of God, the Secretary of the Indigenous People of Biafra.
Thank you.
I came from Umudioka, Amere, Oru East.
Yes.
Director, there's something I want to ask you concerning all these vagabonds. You know, as here in Spain have been registered as the Indigenous People of Biafra. So anywhere we see all these vagabonds, can we be able to cast them out? Because
you get the police to take them away because they are impersonating who you. Before you know it now, they start committing fraud with the name. If we go somewhere, they say, oh, let me tell you the story that happened to me in Israel. I've told this story before. I went to Israel to go and see some people. The man looked at me and said, they don't want to see you. I said, but what? He said, no, they don't want to see you. I said, why? They say, people, you talk too much. You don't do anything. You tell people you're coming to Israel. You're doing this. As you leave Israel and go back. When you people are serious, we will know. They said to me, they drove us away from Israel. They said you people are not serious because another person had been broadcasting all over the world that they are sending 600 men to Israel. All lies. All lies. When I got to Israel for serious business, they said they will not speak to me, that we are not serious. That is why don't allow these vagabonds anywhere that you see them. As long as we're here, go and get the police to turn them away. They are vermin and criminals. They are rogues. They want to destroy what we are doing from within. They want to commit fraud with the name Indigenous People of Biafra. We can't let them. Never let them do it.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Letting me know. Because me here, as we are here now, we are not happy for all these stupid people. Likewise, yesterday, there was a guy that called me. I don't know where the guy called me for. You know, I don't know who gave him my number. He called me and began to talk bullshit. I abused him and asked him a lot of questions, and he couldn't even answer me anyone. So I found out that all these ones, they are lost sheep. They don't even know where they came from. You know, so I'm using this opportunity again, though that my provost yesterday called, announced that we are having meeting tomorrow, being Sunday, in the evening by 6 o'clock here in Madrid. So I am using this opportunity again to announce our meeting. Because of all these vagabonds, because there's those that didn't hear yesterday broadcast, I don't know. Let me repeat it again to let them know that we are having meeting tomorrow by mentioning the number that we are having here. So the number is 632-040-858. I call it again. 632-40-40-858. Then the second one is 631-468-307. I mentioned the second one again. 631-468-307. I am using this opportunity again to urge. There was a guy that I called from Pala here in Madrid the other day. I know he's there listening to me now. I'm also inviting them tomorrow to come over there. Though they know the place, even though they didn't know the place, they should call this number that I mentioned now. Thank you, director, and God bless you. Keep on the good work.
Thank you very much. And you too must remain resilient and resolute. Do we have a caller now on Skype?
Yes, I'm on the line now.
Wonderful. Please go ahead and reintroduce yourself because we are waiting to speak to you. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, director. My name is Chioma Okaf. I'm calling from Sweden, Malmo, Sweden, precisely.
Thank you.
I came from Anocha, Agolo, Anocha, Anambra State.
Anambra, go ahead.
Yeah, Biafra land. Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for all that you are doing. Even before I started hearing Radio Biafra, I'm a Biafra origin.
Wonderful.
Because I know that I served in the North. I know what I undergone there.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So I know I challenged them a lot. And they know that they said that we have known that you are an Igbo lady. You are an Igbo girl. In fact, we have seen it in you. So the last caller that called, I think two callers before this one that is from Thailand, I want to tell him not to shake. There are many, many Judas in all the things that we are doing. Anywhere, any group that you find yourself, you must find a Judas in it. So it's like that. Even the people, even here in Sweden, sometimes I will challenge men. I will tell them, even though I'm not out as a Biafran with women, but my husband is very, very strong here as a Biafran. And all the things that are going on, he was strongly behind their coordinator here. So I always tell them that, look, even if you people are calling yourselves Nigeria or Zoo people, let me tell you, that place, so I'm saying that place is not, that Nigeria is good, that we have to, you know, plan ourselves, unite ourselves so that we will forge ahead. I said, there is no forging ahead in that country. If you have not been in the main zoo, that is the northern part of Nigeria, you will not know what is happening. Until you go there, I served in Kano State. When I was there, God, it's hell. It's hell. They hate us. They're supposed to know that they hate us. Even the people that have lived there, when you are talking to them or telling them, I think you have seen what is going on. They will tell you nothing is happening. But I so much thank God that after I told one guy, please come down from that Maiduguri that you are and come back to Biafra land, or maybe you come back to South and start something. The guy said, I have been dead for long, this, that, and what happened last. In fact, they nearly killed him at the riot they had in Maiduguri, I think 2007 or something. So you don't need to convince. I believe that as a Biafra, I always tell them, even if I go to shop, all these African shops, I will tell them, I say, I don't need to convince you to be a Biafran. I just need to tell you the facts. If you want to be a Biafran, you will be. If you don't want, then be a Nigerian. It's not by force. That is what I believe. I so much believe in that. Because you don't convince anybody to be a Biafran. A Biafran is a Biafran in the blood and not by mercy.
That is correct.
In fact, when you walk, they will know that you are a Biafran.
That is true.
When they see you, I like our women. When I even talk to our women, some that doesn't know about Biafran, they will say, I said, Niger, when I told them that, look, they are fighting for Biafran, because some doesn't even listen to news at all. Don't that even go to maybe all this our local news, or they don't know Radio Biafra, so let me not talk about that. But when you are talking about local news, like all this Niger.com or something, because there are some news there that you will get that is not in Nigeria, that they don't tell them in Nigeria. But they will tell you, nothing is happening. But when you start giving them the fact, do you know what is happening? Even some one guy, I met him in the clinic the other day. He was telling me, I come from Niger. You know, I'm a Niger guy. So I said, which kind of Niger? What are you saying? He said, you people should stop this rubbish, Niger, something. Because one day you will be there in Niger, you will not know that they will bomb that place there you are, and some people will know. And you're telling me, if you see how he was even praising himself, I said, I'm very ashamed to be a Nigerian. I don't call myself a Nigerian. Any place they ask me, who are you now in this region? I said, I'm a Biafran. I said, you know, that place that is in, that's the place they call Nigeria, I'm a Biafran. That is where I come from. I'm not from Nigeria. So that's, I'm wonderful. Urging our people, strong Biafrans, be a Biafran. Nobody will shake, even the Bilier or what Bilier, I don't know what Bilier, what they are answering. They will, and a true Biafran, they don't need to convince that person. They don't need a Biafran will stand no matter the Bilier or the Nodana. That person must answer Biafra. Biafra is a Biafra. It's in blood. My auntie was so surprised when I was telling her, auntie, please listen to Radio Biafra, because I know her. She's the vice principal at Abakaliki, and she's very a strong woman. So she's very strong in such a thing. She said that the only thing she was praying in this country is they then divide us so that Biafra. I was telling her, listen to Radio. She has been listening to Radio Biafra. And she was telling me that, yes, it's true, that she's convinced, that she's praying that this Biafra will come to realization one day. But what she's praying that, you know, you will not blame them in Nigeria. That, you know, that they don't want them to go to war, because she witnessed war when there is civil war. I say, auntie, anything that is good doesn't come easy. That is what you will know. Even if they will shed blood, I don't think that it would be like, it's not what Boko Haram that are doing that we will do. We are different people.
Of course.
And we have conscience. They don't have conscience. Mm-hmm. Their conscience is dead. They are hypocrites. Those people there, they are hypocrites. They are animals. They don't think like human beings. Because they thought that all Igbo are the same when I went to South in the North. Then I now saw that. I say, when I come back, I told my mom. I said, Mommy, we and these people are not the same. I said, they are Nigerians. We are not Nigerians. I always tell them, even before this Radio Biafra started, when I started listening to Radio Biafra, when you started, I told my husband, I said, even if you didn't say it, or even if they didn't always announce it in Radio Biafra, I know that those people are Nigerians, we are not Nigerians. Now I know why our people fought for Biafra, because we are not the same. They are, in fact, after staying in the North, you will start behaving like a cow, an animal. You will not know anything. You will not know where what is in your brain, where they disappear to. I'm telling you the fact.
It's true, but of course you're right.
Everything in your brain will just disappear. When you come back to the South, you will be asking yourself, hey, it seems that I don't belong to this place again. That is where you left and go back. Just stay just maybe 1 year or a few months. It's not even up to 1 year. So I urge you to continue what you are doing. You know, sometimes you are harsh, sometimes you... there are some things that you say, this director says, I always say it. But I know that, at least, I know that there are some people like the barrister and the Uche Mefo that is there.
Yes.
Sometimes they will calm you down, you know. Don't be always annoyed all the time. Sometimes when they calm you down, yeah,
yes.
just listen to them.
I will. And I do listen to them.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Darrell, keep it up.
I will.
Anybody that wants to be a Biafra will be a Biafra. Just go out, evangelize. Don't convince them. They will be convinced when the time comes. That is what I'm urging them. Don't convince anybody. They will be convinced. You don't need to convince them. Even when I always deliberate with them, or maybe we started debating in all this, when we see ourselves, Igbos, some from South. They'll be telling me, no, I always tell them, you are saying war, well, that this thing will bring out war. I say, war? What? Nigeria is already at war, and you people are looking for war again. I say, which war is more than the war that is going on in Nigeria? There is war there. So our people should just wake up from their slumber. Even if there are not many members, but when you are a Biafran, nobody will push you to, no, maybe nobody will push you back where you are. Maybe tomorrow you say I'm not no more Biafran. No, you're a Biafran. Biafran is in the blood. That is what I believe. It's a spirit, as you said. Because when you are a Biafran, and that is why I call myself a Biafran, when you're a Biafran, you will see it in you when you are going. Even when you see the white people, when you talk, they will be looking at you. Where did this woman or man come from?
That's true.
Biafrans are not afraid. That is what I observe. They are not afraid. Anywhere they are, they stand their ground. As far as they know that they stand on the truth, they stand their ground. So let them stand. Nothing is happening. We will get Biafra. I am so much, in fact, convinced that Biafra is coming.
Of course so, it is. It is coming. Why wouldn't it come? Yeah. Is Chukwu Abiama not God?
God, I believe. I so much believe that. Even when here, I told one of them that, one of these custom officers, that you people doesn't, you are the people that brought the religion to us. But now we are the people that are practicing the religion. You are no more going to church. So, no matter what you are saying, I say, I believe in God. And this God answers my prayers. He said, sure. I say, sure. I am very sure of that. Or maybe things will work, then you will be convinced that I'm sure of what I'm doing. Then one day he said, yes, he's sure. That no matter what you are saying is true. I say, yes, it's true. So I believe that God, Chukwu Abiama, is with us.
Of course he is.
The God of Abraham is our God.
Of course he is.
He will bless us in abundance in Jesus' name.
He say. Thank you very, very much, our dear sister. I love it. I told you people that our women are unstoppable. If we bring them out, that is all it takes. And you see Biafra come. Biafran women is all that is lacking. Go and bring them out and you see Biafra come. They don't have time for gossip. The men do, not the women. I don't know if we have a caller on the phone. Oh, my dear Lord, he's been waiting or she has been waiting, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, director.
Yes, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Blessed Man Onyechukwu Ezosike. I'm calling from Leeds. I'm from already. Agwataloku government, Anambra State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I was the one that called you this morning after the program.
Yes.
So, director, what I want to contribute is that I want to start from thanking you first, because you coming to be our director is gotten to us, because I've been waiting for this kind of somebody like you since I was born. I know since I was born, I've been having funny sign since I was born. I noticed that something. I know that one day, justice, I will see that kind of thing, and then I will be happy. Then after I noticed, I the first day I listened to Radio Biafra, I said, yeah, this is where, this is what I've been waiting for. So I'm very, very happy to have you as my director. I love you so much. Because the reason why I love you is this, because you are the kind of person I need in my life, because I love truth. Truth is the only thing that can give me happy, that is me. So my contribution goes like this, is about the legislation, that is where I'm going now. The legislation about the indigenous people of Biafra. Director, please, I want to say something about that. Is it possible for all the continent to register as American people register as well?
Yes, we have it. Even in the UK here, we are registered in the UK. so we are covered.
Because you see those people Bilie people or whatever that try to...
No, they are not Bilie. They are Biafran APC Boko Haram.
Yeah. Please, is it possible to call all the coordinator of the whole world so that we can register the same thing, so that it will be the indigenous people of Biafra before any other group can take position, because we are fighting for our freedom. We are fighting for our freedom with honest. That is the main thing that moved me so much. Honest. The honest is the thing that moved me so much. I love honest. We are in the right position and the right track, and I'm happy for that. Please, if possible, let every country register and have the incorporation so that everybody will have that. Please.
Thank you very much. We shall do so. Your advice is well taken and is welcome as well. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my name is Kelechukwu Nnode. I hail from Owerri, Biafra land, and I'm calling from London.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just want to have a word of wisdom. Let me put that way for Bilie people. There is no way you can continue to romance with politicians and Biafra will be restored. So, either they disassociate themselves with the politicians, come out clean, then we can talk about forgiving them. They can join us. But as long as they continue to romance with the politicians, it will scuttle our movement. So it's not going to work. I'm urging them, instead of them to continue with blackmail, I used to read some of the things they write on their Facebook, sorry, on their website and things like that. They are not working for the interest of Biafra. So if they want to have a change of mind, they still have that we will have a room to accommodate them, but they have to come out clean. Leave the politicians alone, start your activities, come on board here, sorry, come on air, tell us what you are doing, then we have to investigate. Then we can forgive them, because the prodigal son was forgiven by his father when he came back. So if they repent, disassociate themselves with the politicians, their preference, as well we know, they will accommodate them. But the way they are going about it now, they should know that in future, when Biafra comes, they're going to pay for all the things they are doing. Then I have one advice for genuine Biafrans. Please ignore anybody who will call you or invite you for any meeting, just try to identify with your own officers, your coordinators and things like that. So anything that's coming outside your coordinator, know that it's below people, ignore them. When they try all these things, now give them a few months now and feel that nobody is, you know, listening to them, you will see they will just wither away. Please, please, people should be as wise as the serpent. They will always try, they will fail, but we should not give them the room to even have the hope of trying. People should be careful. Once you get any call or text message, find out whether it's genuine from your coordinator or something like that. Then continue to listen to Radio Biafra, headed by Nnamdi Kanu. That's when you, that's the only place you will get the truth. Anybody who deviates should blame him or herself, because we've now known that Bile is about to scuttle this movement. People should be careful. I want to use this opportunity to thank the coordinator of all coordinators, Maazi Thomas Onyema. He's a very, you know, relentless man. I've never seen somebody like that, if not Nnamdi Kanu. Onyema is wonderful.
Very strong.
I'm telling
very,
you.
Very, very strong. Very, very strong.
Yeah.
He's a Biafran.
He has put his business, his family.
What is going on? What happened? You see, our Skype is gone. Our Skype is gone. But at least we have the barrister with us. And I'm sure the barrister can hear me. As compensation, because our Skype suddenly stopped working. It's overload. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, director, I am here with you.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Kenny. Kenny Madi is my hero. The brother is married to my big sister.
Wonderful.
He talks sense. Whenever you get Kenny Madi from a word, remember him as my in-law.
Wonderful.
He's a good guy, always representing the interests of Owerians. Always supporting what Director Nnamdi is doing. Always. He's very efficient coming to the meetings. I'm working on his own little contributions. Because I encourage them. If you guys don't come out, how will I know you guys are operative? So when my people call, I'm always happy. Because if I'm the only Owerri man that comes here, it doesn't sound well at all. So, well done for your impression, your suggestions on how you want us to forge ahead. You've given your own particular verdict on this particular situation. Thank you once again, Director. We are moving forward.
We are. And thank you. Are. But some people, Barrister, I'm sorry to say this, some people are moving backwards. That's a breaking news, not by us, but being carried by the Vanguard newspaper. Barrister, I think we should be up for an award. Don't you think so? The world should get together and give us an award. Do you know what the award should be? Barrister, can you hear me? No, I cannot hear the barrister as well. Is everything okay? I can't hear him. I can't hear him. What is going on with our lines today? Our lines are just failing left, right, and center. Why is that? I don't understand. But at least we have somebody on the coordinator's line and also on Viber. So we go to them. If Barrister comes back, I continue what I was saying. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, are you speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, thank you, Director. This innocent Malamu Gochukwu. By the grace of God, the assistant national coordinator here in the United States of America. I'm residing here in Dallas, Texas. Director, I'm from Mbidi. Mbidi is in Oru West, in Biafra land. Director, I've heard what all this Bilia and all this stupid father by Funani and the Hausa Yoruba people trying to do, but it's, that's not a problem. We should not think or talk about it. Well, all I'm praying, as long as I live here in United States, let one person go in and make his signature and name known here that he's doing anything on that or on behalf of indigenous people of Biafra without us doing it, then they will know that the country where we are here in the United States is a country of law. There is a law that they do that, and it was signed when we registered this group as indigenous people of Biafra here in the United States. It was signed by the Secretary of State, by Jim Kerry. So that's nothing. Our people said that's nothing mega. I wish they would come in and do something stupid. I personally, as my rep, Clifford Oranye, said, we make sure they were picked up and get jailed. America is not a zoo. It's a country of law. It's not a lawless country. It's a country of law. And they abide by that law. And I guarantee you, by my own power, as an indigenous people of Biafra, I will personally take it up by me to make sure every one of them get a maximum jail time here in the United States. So that is where the, and I don't want to talk about it, and I pray let them trust anything stupid. And by saying that, I want to let them know that we're having a meeting tomorrow, being Sunday, 5 p.m. Biafran time, from here in Dallas, Texas. They can come in or they can call in if they think they know what they're doing. And the venue, if they want to come, it's not about only the Biafrans now, but for them being the intruders, we're inviting them to come to the meeting. If they really know, they're sure for what they're doing. And the location is 606 Orel Boulevard, Suite 100G in Duncanville, Texas, zip code 75116. If they are missing their road, they can call me, Innocent Emmanuel Mugotuku, anytime, any day. I will pick up their call. 214-418-2880. Or they can call my coordinator that is working tirelessly right now to make sure we move on here, Jackson Ehiogu. His number is 817-891-2676. Or they can call my treasurer, Ugochukwu Zokwelo, 817-987-5804. All these people are waiting for their calls. If APC want to branch out, please let them bring that money. Director, please, I want them to bring that money to Dallas. Whoever they want to buy, let them bring the money first before we sign a contract, whatever they want to do. But I want to see the money. In a way, we said it's the money for hand, back for grant. Money first. Then we talk what the money is for. So I don't want to talk about that one. But what I'm telling them, they should get themselves ready, because where they are planning on where they are going, we're already there before them. So when they want to come to America, they have to consult us and know that we are here waiting before they will flow in or any other thing. And they are coming to meet fire. Director, I mean, they're coming to meet fire.
Of course.
The fire that we want them is different from that in hell. Because this one in hell and the one they will see here before they get to hell will be a double fire. I will show them. So we are not relenting for no fool. No fool, no matter who you are. If you think you have something to prove, try and you see what we have. Simple. And the director, keep on spreading this news because it's getting to the whole world. Thank you. May God bless you and bless Imam Mezu and all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. All the members, all the friends that are listening to this radio and working tirelessly to make sure everything go right. And say may Chukwu Abiamah bless every one of them. And thank you. God bless you, Director.
Thank you very much, Manamu Gochukwu. And God bless you too. The barrister is back with me. But there's somebody waiting on Viber for a very long time. Barrister, stay where you are. There is a piece of news we want to analyze together before your line went off. We have a caller on Viber. This caller, can you hear me? The caller on Viber, can you hear me? No, they...
Director, can hear you.
Please go ahead, your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Iwala Chibueze. I'm calling from Bontira and Tears in Isialangwa North. Isialangwa North is in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're welcome to the program. Yes, one of our heavy hitters in IT. Please go ahead.
Yes, I wish to thank you for the work you are doing. And I also want to reiterate my support to everything that has to do with Biafra. And also want to inform you that anybody that is asking to be convinced, or anybody that hears about Biafra and the person is not convinced at once, the blood of Biafra doesn't run inside him or her. I was in Puto about 3 weeks ago because there is a software I'm working on that has to do with software university something. So I went there to collect some piece of information. So I entered in an office in the exams and record. So I spoke about Biafra there and their means. There were about 5 persons. So one person immediately picked it up and asked me, how do he get the information? So I told him to tune in on any of his free satellites. I told him about Tor. There is another one that they call Hotbed also, that you can get Radio Biafra. And all these things can be gotten from Strong and High TV, Free Channel, this thing. So he told me that he would definitely do that. The other lady again asked me, it's no longer Waziri something. I told me Waziri is out of the line. That the present struggle now about Biafra are people who are educated. They are allied. And the people who knows what they are doing. So she started arguing with me. I said, look at your friend here. He's your colleague. He immediately jumped up and said Biafra that he's very, very interested. And you here, you're arguing with me. So that experience, you know, and the other things that I have experienced, both the people I spoke to in the vehicles and all the rest of them, you know, has made me to believe that anything that has to do with Biafra, anybody that the blood of Biafra runs in through, except the person that have had a very grave experience about the issue of Wazirike, would definitely accept the gospel of Biafra and follow suit. So that was the little contribution I want to make, and also want to tell you that I am very, very happy the way we are moving, because we are moving almost at the speed of light. Even on the social media, people have started saying some things about Biafra, because I write a lot of articles and some preaching, you know, using scripture backup and post on Biafra, and people are beginning to believe in it. So I say, may God continue to strengthen you and those of the members of the editorial board and those who are here in Biafra land, and the Biafrans all over the world. May God bless you all.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. Our coordinator in New York. Our sister called yesterday. I think somebody called asking for a coordinator in New York. Ugo is the coordinator in New York. And he has a recommendation to make that we create a conflict resolution panel. I have taken this on board. This is very, very fine. And you will serve in it because it's a suggestion. But I'm making it very clear to the head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu. You will appoint 2 people, including the coordinator of New York, Ugo, to make sure that they head a 3-man resolution panel. Nobody will call on air anymore to report the activity of their coordinator. This very panel will deal with it and report to you, and then you give me your findings. That is how it's going to work. A 3-man panel or 3-woman panel, it doesn't matter. Here we are meritocrats. We believe in meritocracy. Those who are willing, those who are wise in counsel, we need 3 people, including the New York coordinator. You come out, anything you decide, you inform the head of the Directorate of State, and he, in turn, will inform me, and the decision will be taken. Nobody should call Radio Biafra again to report their coordinator. Today will be the last day. Thank you very much for this very wonderful suggestion. Everything we do comes from you. We are very, very grateful for that piece. We want this very committee set up as quickly as possible. We advertise who they are. If you have any problem, you go to the head of that very conflict resolution panel, and we resolve everything there. Everything we resolve there, they must be very strong and very, very resolute. The barrister is with me. There was something I wanted to analyze with the barrister. I was talking about Radio Biafra being given a global award. We should be called by United Nations and head of all governments of the world and be given an award for our forthrightness, foresightedness, and our ability to speak the truth even when people do not like it. Barrister, are you listening to me? I am beginning to look for Barrister. I don't like it. Barrister,
I'm here.
I don't want
Barrister.
To look for you, Barrister. Achomichogacho.
I'm here, Director. Forthwith.
Thank you very much.
I am here. But I hesitated. When you say there is a breaking news, I stopped.
Of course you did.
Waiting for you to deliver the news, then you disappear.
No, I didn't. Your line went off.
Tell me the news, I'm here.
Not that I'm called Rungo now, please. It's not the head.
No, you never try that name because you're a lion. Rungo is a soft name for a soft woman. Not you. Director, you are too tough to be treated gently.
Thank you very much.
You are a hard nut. In fact, you are an iron bar.
You're very kind.
Unbreakable human being. Tough. Kind. When I say somebody is a plastic, you are an iron. So calling you Ungo is a denigration of your mankind. Never will you hear that name of me. Even if you call it Ngozi Chukwu, I will not even mention it again. Because I don't like that name to be bestowed on you. Never.
Thank you very much. You're a good man.
You are too tough, Director.
Barrister.
Nobody can play with you. Nobody.
I agree with you. Thank you very much. You are very kind.
Thank you.
Very, very kind. You're a very kind man.
Thank you, Director.
Barrister, there is breaking news. Barrister, we need an award to be bestowed upon us, that humanity may regard Radio Biafra forever and ever as the only place where you can come and be enlightened, where we tell you the news that will happen in the future. Barrister, there's this news here. The primate of all Anglican church, the British church, that they gave to us. Barrister, it is the church I was baptized in. It is called Anglican church, means the church for English people. But I am a Biafran. That was why I asked our sister, Eberechukwu Anibog, to establish a Biafran church. There was a Biafran church flourishing in Lagos. She left Lagos. She's now at Enugu. I don't know what became of our congregation. Now we worship here towards every blessed day. This is our church, of course. Barrister, there is breaking news. There is problem in Christianity. If I say Christendom, most people won't understand. Barrister, this is the headline in Vanguard newspaper. There is problem in Christendom, that the faithful should beware, according to the primate of the Anglican Church in the whole of the zoo, Barrister. He is warning everybody. I must go to read the news in detail. I must read it. It doesn't belong to Radio Biafra. It's from Vanguard. I must read it. The primate of all Nigeria, Anglican Communion, the Most Reverend Nicholas Oko, over the weekend warned Christian faithful to beware of false doctrine that can push them against God, noting that there is problem in Christendom. In other words, Christianity is in trouble. We continue. The primate, while condemning the action of the Church of England, in Anokwa Ihenneku, Barrister, can you hear me? Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
I am waiting and listening to
dear
respond.
Lord, dear Lord, have mercy. Barrister, I don't know how to put this. I want to explain it so people understand.
Don't worry, I'll break it.
Are you sure?
I will. Carry on, Director.
This is heavy, Barrister. It's too heavy. The primate, while condemning the action of those that brought them the church in the first place, which is very, very, very funny. The primate is in the zoo. Somebody left from England and brought him the Bible, brought him the Anglican church. That's where I was baptized, by the way. Anglican church. He is now condemning the person that brought him the Bible. Let's hear what they have to say. The Church of England, which is here, these people here, they are trying to rewrite the christening rite. When you go to baptize a child, what they say at the pulpit, you know, at the place where they pour cold water on your head, some of the kids either they shiver or they start crying. Said it is unfortunate that the world, because of knowledge, are now trying to replace God with science. Church of England, Church of England, the same people that brought you the Bible, they are now telling you, I won't say anything. Let's continue. The Church of England is trying out a new baptism service which drops all mention of the devil and the sin from their Book of Common Prayer. There is no more devil. There is no more sin. So, why are you going to church? This is coming from those that gave you the Bible. The Bible came into the zoo from England. King James Version, King James was the king of England. King James the Fifth of Scotland, the same man was King James the First of England. The same king that gave you King James Version of the Bible from England. Church, Anglican Church means Church of England. The church coming from England, they brought it to the zoo. Now, the people that they gave the Bible to, they wrote the Bible. They want to change it. Somebody that they gave it to say, no, you cannot change it. But they gave it to you in the first place. So why are you complaining? We continue. Instead of asking parents and godparents to reject the devil and all rebellion against God, it now asks them to make a single broad pledge to reject evil. Among other phrases abandoned in the experimental new christening rite are those referring to deceit and corruption of evil, the sins that separate us from God and neighbor, and the promise to fight valiantly as a disciple of Christ against sin, the world, and the devil. The proposal to delete the devil from the ritual received initial approval by the House of Bishops. Hey, Nsobodekwa. Bishops themselves, barrister. There is no more devil, according to them. They are saying there is no more devil. There is no more sin. No wonder they are supporting Boko Haram to kill and slaughter people. They don't believe in right to life either. They are satanic. Satan has come down to earth using these people. No more sin. No more devil. Then I ask our people, why are you then going to church? Those that gave you the Bible no longer believe in the devil. They no longer believe in sin. Why then are you going to church? Given to you by them. Let barrister answer because I don't have the answer to it. Barrister, can you hear me?
I told you finish so that I'm coming. Because what you are saying now has long been predicted. And director, please let me hold you on this particular point. Remember, we always talk about circumcision. Director, if you look to what Paul wrote in the New Testament, no testament in the Bible is a rebellious activities against God. Everything God wrote in the Old Testament, they came to New Testament and rewrote it. They rewrote it. Why did they do that? Director, I don't know what I'm speaking here. They rewrote what was written in the Old Testament. We talk about circumcision. They said those who are circumcised and those who are not circumcised, they are all the same. If you go to the book of Peter, it says, Peter, rise, kill and eat. He says, nothing is unclean. Everything clean and unclean, everything is the same. It has long been a time they started putting us forward to what is coming ahead. It's no new news. The people that brought us the Bible rewrote the New Testament to suit them. I was discussing with a friend this afternoon, director, about what was written in Immigration Act. Once you have your indefinite stay, not until you travel abroad and stay outside abroad for 2 years, then you will lose your indefinite stay. But once you live in this country, in the United Kingdom, nothing tampers your indefinite stay. You are as good as somebody who has a British passport. Director, do you know what? They brought in a new immigration little addition. They call automatic deportation. Once you commit a crime, they will no longer look into your indefinite stay as part of the block. They say, well, you've committed a crime. Automatically, they refuse you. And they will remove you. But if you are a good lawyer, as I challenge them always, you are going nowhere. They kept changing the rules. This, my friend, was telling me this afternoon. Why don't British people create a law today? Tomorrow they put on top of another one on top of it, saying that this is confusion. Why are these people always confusing themselves? If you check immigration law, what has been put, been there, 1972 and 71 Act. They'll bring 91-1, they bring 92, they bring 93, they bring 94. All these are confusion. The Bible has been diluted, decimated, and discredited. But most of our people are still shipping sheepishly, because it is written by a white man who knows ins and outs of every little trick. Every trick you see. Yes, go ahead, Director.
Barrister, I have not finished. There is something I want to say, Barrister.
I will pause. I am pausing. Go ahead, Director.
Lord have mercy. Barrister, the Archbishop, this is the Anglican primate. I thought that the primate was a chimpanzee. I didn't know there's also an Archbishop. You go and Google the word primate. They will tell you what it means. Barrister, this very primate, Archbishop Oko of Anglican Church, went further to explain, people must listen very carefully, that the new baptismal rite of Anglican Church, those that brought you Anglican Church, those that gave you the Bible, those that converted you to Christianity, this is what they are now saying, according to the Archbishop, not according to me. I'm reading what he said. Barrister, the Archbishop went further to say, there will be no word of salvation in the Church of England because they believe that sin and Satan do not exist. This is according to the representative of the Anglican Church in the zoo, the Archbishop Oko, the primate of the Anglican Communion. Anglican being English people that brought you the Bible, that converted you to Christianity, that has made us useless. This is what they are saying. The Archbishop talking, not me. Please, don't kill me. I am quoting the Archbishop and what they are doing with the Bible. They said here that England, Anglican Church, the headquarters is in Canterbury in England. They are saying today, Barrister, that sin, Mehe, and Satan, Ekwensu, do not exist anymore. I want to close the program, Barrister. I hate when men go out to deceive other men. I don't like it.
Director, don't close the program. I hope our brother Uchemefo is listening fervently. There is one guy in Germany called Pirate. He keeps telling me about Biafra Christianity and all the rest. I blocked him twice. Maybe before the end of this year, he will find a way to reach me again. I hope they're listening. When we say the truth, we are not trying to criminalize. We are not trying to victimize. We are trying to point out the truth as is written. Not all of us will see this truth at the same time. Some wouldn't. I remember we had issues about Christianity with our brother Uchemefo, and including Wada Amarachi, our former Ada Biafra, about Christianity. We told them that all the things you are preaching and singing and jumping up about is something brought to you. They don't want to take it, they don't want to believe it, because it's already embedded into their subconsciousness. We accept that. But we say, do not sheepishly. Even my brother-in-law, Kelly, quoted one of my axioms. Be as sharp as a serpent, but remain as innocent as a dove. He said it while he was talking. Because I listen to every statement made by every Biafran whenever they call here. That's why director, whatever you call me, except if only when the equipment is letting us down. Not me. I can never let director down. That's why whenever you call upon me, even if I have food, I'll spit it out. Even sometimes, director, when you call me, I have meat in my mouth, I will spit it out. Because I need to be attentive at all times. Director, the reality here is this. Christianity was brought in to conjure us, to make us remain subservient, to make us remain very, very subdued, if I like to pick that word. And we remain subdued up to today. I had my sister from Sweden talking boisterously, not as a woman, but as a man, challenging some fake men who are answering Nigeria. And all these fake men, some of them are dear friends. Don't blame them, because their brother might be Ekweme. Their brother might be Professor Wabweze. When you are eating from somewhere, you have to defend that particular territory. We understand all this. And we give spaces for such defense. But the truth will always stand paramountly. You cannot efface it. The reality, the director, is this. They are telling you there's no sin. So that gay will marry gay, lesbian will marry lesbian. Why? Because they direct our lives. They tell us how we should live. Anglican, Cherubim and Seraphim, Jehovah's Witness, name all of them. They were brought into Biafra land to decimate, discriminate, destroy the fabrics of all our existence. Director, you don't need to close. Give space for some of our Christian brothers and sisters to call in. Remember some few months ago, nobody should ever discuss religion here. They were warning us. We shouldn't discuss religion. If not because we know what we are doing, they will shut us up. Why can you be blindly go into foolishness because you don't know what you're doing? Even Jesus Christ says it. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Some of our people do not know. And when you try pointing it out, they will caution you. Even it was said in the book of Proverbs that a fool always sees himself or herself as righteous. Tell a fool that what you're doing is wrong. You tell him, no, sorry, I'm right. It's like trying to correct an imbecile. Director, everything we preach here is gospel. Not the biblical gospel, because they've diluted this particular Bible. Diluted, you have King James, you have the Orthodox, you have everybody have their own say. And who are they confusing? Trans men and women. The Muslims, they got their Quran anyway. The Quran told them, kill, and they drink blood. Only Biafrans are misled. And we are here brought by Chukwu Abiyama to correct the views of our people. They will text you, stop talking about religion. Parrot will say, if anything happens to Christianity, I will hold you responsible. I said, this parrot is a fool. Why can't you face Boko Haram? They are killing you. I am here talking on behalf of Biafra so that our lives will be preserved. And you are texting me. Why not challenge Boko Haram that are killing your people? If I might talk about Christianity, I'm not killing nobody. But I am talking for Boko Haram to stop the killings of Biafra people. And they are there texting me. So, director, we have to forgive our people and make them come back to reality. And that is why media is the only powerful weapon we have today. And thank God to Chukwu Abiyama and all those who helped in the restoration of Radio Biafra. And thank God for those who are continuously sustaining us. No smoke without fire. Biafra people are the reason why we are on air. We praise you all every day so that you don't relent. We thank you. Because we are telling you the truth. We are informing you. We are educating you. We are also learning from you. Christianity has never paid us at all. Some people say to me, stop talking about Christianity. Why not? For me to enlighten my people, I have to tell them, please, follow this way. Avoid this way. The owners of this particular religion are telling you there's no more sin. There is no more devil because they themselves are the devil. They are instructing Boko Haram to kill you. So only few of you will inherit the land that flows with milk and honey. It has happened in the biblical era. We are here today preaching it. Just like when you go to the book of Ecclesiastes and the book of Solomon. What has happened before is what is revolving now. Nothing is new under this particular earth that we inherit. Director, don't close. Let people have their fears. Director, even if you have to close, please leave it at half past so that we can get some impressions on our people and what they think about this particular news that is coming out. That's no more new thing and no more Satan. Let's see how they perceive it. Let me stop so far. Thank you. Director, thank you.
The very eminent barrister and attorney at law. The way analysis should be done. Somebody's on the phone. He or she has been waiting for heaven knows how long. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please turn your system down. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay.
Can you turn your system down? Turn it down.
Okay. Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, my name is Mr. Patrick Sandoka from Abagana.
Abagana. I want you to tell me, to answer me honestly. Do you agree with the Church of England that there is no sin and that there is no Satan?
That is where, you know, sometimes they are confused. They are so confusing. You know, they're confusing people. Because how can you tell me, you are in the first place telling me that it's sin, and you come back again and telling me there's no sin? How do you want me to believe you? So what they are saying, maybe they want to confuse people so that they can do whatever they want to do. They do want because if you are preaching, people are listening to your preaching, but they want everybody to go astray so that things will go wrong. That's it. Again, Director, before your news, I don't have much, but I just want to ask a question. This this Benin movement, what are they Benin now? Are they sleeping? Are they dead before?
I don't know for them. I don't know.
Yeah, because that is the reason why I had someone calling from, he said he's calling from Spain. No, he's calling from USA, but the number is Spain number. I just want to tell you that is because they are not truth and honest. Because I think that person is among Bilier, so they want to come in on air and confusing people. Because if he's honest, why can't he tell where he's calling from than telling lies? Because they grow up with lies. So I just want you to be calm. Don't forget about all these Anglican whatever they are saying. Just calm yourself down. God knows the best. God knows the truth. So whatever confusion people want, they just want to put on people. At the end of the day, they will receive shame. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much for your call. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. We have a caller also on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director?
Yes.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
My name is Nwajago Ugochukwu. I'm calling from China.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director, for picking my call this night. We are in by 5 o'clock. This is we are in midnight here, early in the morning. So,
yes. Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. Hello? Not possible, is it? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening. Are you speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you, please. Your name and where you are. We lost the caller from China. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, this is Tochukwu Onu calling from Exeter.
From Exeter. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to say good evening to you, Director, and to the editorial board and everyone. Obviously, I've been following the news today, and it's absolutely disheartening that, you know, people still sort of follow this, should I say, foreign religion, which has been brought to us, where it's evidence that there are lots of lies embedded in it. Anyway, I'm just going to leave it at that in terms of that particular news. But I just wanted to say that, you know, our message is going far and wide. I personally have been doing all I can within my power to make sure that this message is preached. And, you know, the letters of all was today. I mean, I run a restaurant in Exeter. You know, so today I had the privilege of being sort of in one of the biggest sort of food show or something like that in Exeter. And, you know, I boldly displayed my flag, which is, you know, the Biafran flag, because I'm a Biafran, you know. And it got a lot of people asking, you know, because it was the only flag which we had on display, you know. It got a lot of people asking questions, and, you know, it got a lot of people talking as well, and so many stories were coming out, you know, of people who were witnesses to the war, you know. And, you know, it's amazing to see how an average British person is really, really open and welcoming to the truth, you know, unlike, you know, their government, which obviously wants to ruin and obviously wants to perpetrate evil wherever they go. So I just said I would let you guys know that I'm still doing my best, and to say hello to my other brethren from around the world. You know, so that's my contribution. I want to say well done, Director, well done, Barrister, well done, all the people who are involved in sort of structurally running Biafra, you know, for its restoration. God bless. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you all, and, you know.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. We welcome the person who is calling us on Tango. The caller on the phone, stay where you are. Those of you on other platforms, remain. The caller on Tango, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are calling from, please. What is going on? Have we lost him? We have, you know. I don't know what is going on today. I don't know. Let's go to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
The Honorable Chama, my prince. I greet. I'm calling from Spain. My name is Chine Duduru.
Thank you.
From our mama in Imo State.
Thank you very much.
I come again. I greet you, Director.
Thank you.
With all borders of Radio Biafra. We heard Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you.
I want to come back to religion movement we are saying. Our Honorable Barrister always say it, that he continue to be saying it. Even if you quit him, you tell him not to be saying it. I'm asking myself, we have a religion, we believe in Chukwu Abiyama God. The British that bring religion to us during the time of slavery, they pick people and put inside boots, taking to Western world, enter you into the boot, the Reverend Father will bless you for you to go and suffer and die. Sometimes I call my people, what do you think? What do you call yourself? Who do you think you are? Being a prince or princess, the leader of England, whoever country it may be, the same God that created him created you. Don't you think twice and call yourself who you are? I don't want to send to any bastard, whoever it may be. Being I here in Spanish country, When I see the truth, I say the truth. When I'm lying to you, told me I'm lying to you. If I offend you, call me. I bend down and beg you for forgiveness. But don't fool me. I'm not a fool. The same God that created you created me. I have been seeing millions, what is thousands. What I want my people to be speaking today, how can we get Biafra? How can we reach to our target? Any instruction that comes from you, let us move like this, move like this. We suggest this. We move forward. Let nobody come out on this air, tell you, we have been wasting time, or that we are moving faster to recover Biafra. Biafra has been, I have never heard it, I know how many years I am today. I heard that my grandfather fight, my father they fought. But today, I find out and know what Biafra is like. And my sons and never have known it. Even if you and Carlo stop today, Biafra must come to exist. Because you have made our generation to know what Biafra is. You have made them to go back where they belong. You have made them to find out they are living a slavery life all the days of our life after the Civil War. I don't have much to speak, my director. But I'm trying one way or the other to lecture my people for the little I have inside me, for them to think and ask themselves, who are them? Who are you? You go to church. You said that Jesus said that you will be greater as I am. So it is to any human being in the world. If you know yourself, you are greater than who it may be to come to challenge you, for you to take what belongs to you. My Honorable Nnamdi Kanu, I respect you for one thing, because you speak the truth, and only that truth will set you free. Because what we are seeing is what I have been seeing through my birth. So when my people are speaking, sometimes I look at my life, but I think how I meditate is not how they meditate. I'm sorry if I'm going contrary to what we are discussing this
No,
night.
Not at all. Go ahead. No. It's not contrary. You speak your mind. This is Radio Biafra. Speak your mind. Go ahead. Speak your mind.
What I'm saying this night is how it is in my mind. Because if my people can realize themselves and know who they are, the same Bible they are going through said that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Let them go back and ask themselves questions. How will I come to exist? Where did I come from? What is happening? In conditional, we are supposed to be so. How many house some do you see in desert coming to Europe? How many house some do you see in a way filling a document to enter Europe for survival? No, the using what belongs to you. Become a prince, become a king, become a princess. Stand upon you, using it to bribe you, and you are sitting down, calling yourself Okome, calling yourself Ozuome, calling yourself all sorts of names. Bastards. They will know themselves. I will stand to kill myself if Biafra come. For those who don't know what Biafra is, when the time comes, I greet you, my director. All people of Biafra all over the world that know what I'm saying today, I give honor to you people, and Chukwu Abiyama will bless you people. God bless you. Bye bye.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very, very much. I don't know where we have people. We have them everywhere. But you must bear with us. You must come back to us 7 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. We have been on air for 3 hours. Even before then, in meetings and meetings and phone conversations and even more meetings before we came on air. I shall ask the barrister himself to use only 2 minutes to summarize our program today for us. 2 minutes only, barrister, if you may. To also continue to encourage the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world to continue their work, that it is our responsibility, our duty to go out to evangelize, to preach the truth that Chukwu Abiama only is God. Please, barrister.
Thank you, director. We have finally arrived. Of course, that is what we have taken to doing. We have taken to making sure that Biafra comes home to where Biafra belongs to. I'll take this opportunity to thank my people, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. We've come to the end of today's program. And of course, you will have the opportunity to join us at 7 a.m. so that we can further ahead to the restoration of Biafra. We will never be tired. And we urge all of you not to be tired. We rely upon the support you give us here. And that's why we never cease thanking you. We appreciate the support you give us. We appreciate all the accolades you give to director, to myself, to Uche Mefo, and to the host of the editorial board, and to the entire people of Biafra. We don't forget anything that you say here. We agree to everything, every single Biafra man or woman put forward on this Radio Biafra. We love you. We care for you. We want our people to remain steadfast. We want all of you to live to the time Chukwu Abiama has given to all of you to live, not for your lives to be cut short by half of Fulani Boko Haram. There will be a date, a day for restoration. There will be a day according to the book of Ecclesiastes, if we are meant to believe to what was written in the Bible that we've been given to. Time for everything. Time to mourn, time to restore, time to cry, time to weep, time to invest, and time to harvest. Dear friends, we are investing in all of you, and you are investing in all of us. Time will come when we'll harvest. And that particular time is coming, streaming forwardly, coming very fast. Chukwu Abiama is our witness. We call upon him in everything we do. Can all of you see that the Bible given to us is now in doubt? They are telling us there's no more sin. There is no more Satan. When we are told in the book of Job that Satan was parading up and down, Chukwu Abiama asked him, "My friend, where are you going?" By the way, Satan used to be one of the angels in heaven, just in case you think that this devil just came all of a sudden from somewhere. Go to the first book of Job. You will see and read where Chukwu Abiama was asking Satan, "Where is he coming from?" Satan says, "I am coming from all over the places. Is there anything for me?" And Chukwu Abiama started having an argument with one guy called Job. I didn't like that particular extract, because Job was used as a guinea pig. And I also do not like how Job was treated. However, the same Bible is now in question. Fellow Biafrans, as I've always told you, be sharp, be clever, be wise. Be very, very optimistic to whatever you do. But we are bringing all your hearts and minds back to Biafra. Do not be fooled. There is quite a lot of cons going around. Biafra first, then you practice whatever you want to practice. If you put your practice before Chukwu Abiama, you will remain slaves forever.
First, seek ye the kingdom of God, as was written in the book of Matthew. Every other thing you want to do will be blessed upon it. Director, you are the headmaster. And you are the one spearheading what we're doing. Man, you do a great job, I tell you. That is why you are more than the name they're giving you in your baptismal name. God forbid me to ever call you because it doesn't fit, Director. Director, you are an iron man. Bar man, if you want me to put it that way. Ngozi is a soft name. When I say Ngo, I remember our sister in Sweden. Can never call director. I don't want to start laughing. May God bless everybody from Chukwa Biama this evening. And in the morning, all of us will reconvene under the leadership of this, my own brother, that loves me so much, and I love him too. Director, anything that will bring division amongst us will never exist.
Of course, you know he won't now.
Me and you agree that Biafra must come.
You see?
That was the oath we took, including Uchenne, for Wokukua. We argue with him. Once you mention Christianity, you say, bring it, come. Uchenne, for Wokukua, I hope you are listening. Your people are telling you there's no more devil, there's no more evil. It sounds a bit ridiculous, and I tell you, it is laughable. But because Uche Mefo is a man of principle, regardless of his belief in his Christianity, he still believes in Chukwu Abiyama. He still believes in the restoration of Biafra.
Of course.
That's why this guy, 247, fixing wires. As we talk, he's trying to make sure that television for Biafra is coming on. Anytime this guy is steadfastly working for and on behalf of Biafra. So also, those in America, those in Australia, we can never forget a former. Sometimes, when we are having a meeting, we say Onyema, which is referring to COC, Onyema, a former. Or his name is Chukwudi, a former. You know, when I put all these names together, I know that Biafrans are coming together. We share information, we laugh, we create things to make ourselves happy. Why is Boko Haram are killing our people? But what are we doing? We are working fast to make sure that we stop all these incursions. And Director, who is on the edge, is ensuring that none of us derails. He will tell you one strike, you're out. And he meant it. But Director is somebody you can never stop working with. Because he's straightforward, very honest, ardently, very, very reliable. Director, you are a reliable man that anybody that works with you will always know not only that you are honest, you are straightforward. Even sometimes, Director, don't say it because you believe that it has to be aired. Director will still say it. Because he believes, he has these convictions in him. What I'm saying will help the restoration of Biafra. I said, Director, well, I'm always on your side. It does not stop me asking Director, please stop saying this. But he will have a reason to tell you why he should say it. Because he believes in argument. He believes in evidence. I've told Director, even if you are 60, 80, 90, do part-time course in law. So that when we build this house, we will always argue every evening. You'll become one of the... I don't know if we start Biafra, whether we'll be naming all this Lord and all the rest of it. We'll go back to our Ichie. We'll go back to our Omenala. Every particular village, town in Biafra land must have their own particular parliament. Where they will speak their own or whatever language that is existing in Biafra land, it will happen according to their own decision. Not one single individual trying to cover and rule everybody. No, it will not happen in Biafra land. Onyenachia, everybody will follow according to their own doctrines. Biafra is a nation, a collection of mixture of people. You have Igbo people, you have Calabar, you have Akwa Ibom, You have Aniocha, you have Ibocha, you have everybody there. But majority of all of us are Igbos. We came from one place. At the end, all of us came from Anambra. Variations in traveling and crossing rivers does not differentiate us from who we are. We share the same blood, the same genetic origin. And all of you, again, I'm referring back to that, my sister from Sweden. She says when she walks, she is proud to be a Biafran. And this is what I love about our women. That's why I never stop praising our women, because our women, you guys are too much. When I remember how that fool and these people are messing about with our women, my heart bleeds. Director, I leave the rest for you. Good night.
You're a good man, barrister. The very unmistakable analytical skills and very unique presentational style that can only define the way that Barrister Mamezu handles what we do here. We are very, very frank and very open. We commend everybody, every indigenous Biafran. We cannot be where we are today without you, because you're working for your country. You are helping the structures within the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world through to the editorial board of Radio Biafra to ensure that Biafra comes. That is what you're doing. You're not doing this for any other person. You're doing it for yourself, your children, the generations unborn that will bear your name, because we believe in Ahamefula. Your name can never be lost. We are going to get Biafra. If you never believed in us before, the news we covered this evening will lead you to believe in us. We see things that most people cannot see. We see it weeks and months ahead. When it happens, we laugh and say, did we not tell you? Everything that we do, everything that we have become, not because we are anything special, because we are human, it is because of the mercy of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, who deemed it fit that we should come. Chukwu Abiama asked us to come, and not man. That is why we are successful at what we do. We are going to shock people. We have Christians all over the place. Almost 98% of Biafrans are Christians, because you love the truth. That is why you are Christians. This very gospel came. We put two and two together. It gave us four. We said, this is the word of God. We go with it. There is nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. It is belief. But today, as we told you from the beginning, the reason why I read out that very news is to let you know that the kingdom of God is coming. That kingdom of God is Biafra land, where Chukwu Abiama will be worshipped in truth and honesty. The only place on earth where that will happen. That's why I read it. That when every other race may have abandoned God, he will return to his children. Chukwu Abiama will say to himself, I created these people that they may worship me. Now that the whole world is turning against me, I also need to go back to my children and save them, that they may worship me, because something has to worship God. God lives with glory. That's how he doesn't eat. He doesn't feed. He's a spirit. He feeds on glory, adoration, and praise. There is no other race on this earth uniquely qualified to handle this project apart from his own children, Biafran children all over the world, because we are special, without apology to anybody. I will keep reminding everybody every blessed day. There is a place where we come from. The names of the villages will give you a clue to where we came from. Umuanigwe, Umuchukwu, Omu Obase. Only betray as an example that shows direct descendancy from the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. When the whole world will abandon God, God will be found in Biafra land. That is his dwelling place on this very earth. The holiest piece of territory in this whole world. That is why we are the prime meridian. Time starts from where we come from. If you are counting up from the equator up, it is zero. You are counting to the right or to the left, it is zero. Prime meridian, where time itself starts from. Where I would say to everybody, if were Chukwu Abiama to come down to earth, he will come to Enugu. Go and write it down somewhere. So that if it doesn't happen in our lifetime, generations to come will say yes, that their ancestors said this very thing will happen to them. You are very, very special in the sight of God. That is why we have been suffering. The bondage we are under, the yoke of Hausa Fulani domination, the senseless slaughter of the children of God, the killings we experience, the hardship, the pain, the poverty, is because God wants us to turn back to Him the way we were before. And everything we lost, all our inheritance will be restored. Don't mind how many enemies are assembled against us. God wants to show you that He's Chukwu Abiama. He's going to rescue us from all this nonsense, that we may worship Him forever. On that note, we bring today's program to an end. We cannot stop thanking all of you. Those of you, I have not been announcing it now, that understand that this very thing that we are doing needs support. I cannot thank you enough. All of you, Biafra will remember you for what you did. All of you everywhere, arranging meetings, attending meetings, organizing rallies, all of you are Biafrans. All of you are Biafrans. We remember, we salute your courage and determination. All of you, no matter where you are. And that is why Chukwu Abiama will bless you all. And that is why when we say that this Biafra is a religion, now you can understand it. The only way you can worship God in truth and honesty is through Biafra. If you have anybody who disagrees, tell them, I challenge them to a debate. The only way you can enter the kingdom of God is through Biafra. I will prove it to anybody. Anytime, any day. I have the proof. I will give it to you as a proof. That is why Biafra is our religion. And that is why we worship on this platform, Radio Biafra. Because this Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much. And good night from London. Don't forget, we'll reconvene again tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. here in London. Do join us. And may God bless you.